The Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Abertron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, and Schluter. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's almost here. I'd call this the unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day, right? Memorial Day weekend is kind of when we're all in summer mode. I know it's technically later.
You can wear white pants, so
that's
it's summer.
Right. Okay, good. I can get my white suit out. Looking so good.
Please don't.
No, I wouldn't embarrass you by being anywhere near us with that suit on.
Although I would like to see it at some point, so don't get rid of it.
I'll show you my communion pictures. You know, when you're a little Catholic boy growing up, your mom dresses you in a white, all-white suit. It was the thing back then if you were Italian. So, yeah, I got a few of those I might share.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Can I post them? I'll post them. Don't tell them. I will.
No, probably not. Well, maybe we will. We'll see. Hey, it's episode 2104 today. We're so glad you're here. If you've got a project that you're planning for this holiday weekend, we would love to help you get going on that. If you've got some questions, you don't know where to start, maybe you're stuck in the middle, you don't know what products to use, reach out to us and call us, and we would love to help you shorten the time it takes to get that done so you can maximize the time you have to relax this weekend. Hey, coming up on today's show, speaking of relaxing, adding a pergola or an arbor to your backyard is a great way to step up your outdoor living space. You don't know what a pergola is? No problem. We're going to tell you. Plus, these are fun projects that you can totally build yourself. You've seen them. They're kind of like the structures with like a wood slat roof. It's not really a roof because the sun and the rain come through, but it looks awfully cool. And we're going to tell you
beautiful.
How to build them. Absolutely.
And they're the perfect setting for wisteria. So you have to plant wisteria. If you do the pergola, next step, wisteria. Trust me. All right, guys. Well, with all that rainy, wet spring weather we've been having, repairing rotted wood on your windows, doors, even wood columns could be on your to-do list. So we're going to make those projects a lot simpler with tips on how you can easily restore damaged wood.
And also ahead, saving water becomes more and more important the warmer we get into this summer. But rather than rely on your family to use less water, actually, my kids use less water than I. They were taught well. They would yell at us just to not run the water when we're brushing our teeth and stuff like that. But maybe that's not the case in all households.
If some of your children pretend that they brush their teeth, does that count as saving water?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they didn't
but
actually.
Mom, I'm being eco-friendly. I'm saving water by not brushing my teeth.
And thank
yeah.
goodness
well,
for we'll the
math,
because we can't tell you that brush. So thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. But you know what? We don't have to bug them to save water. We can actually swap out some fixtures that will do the water saving for you. We're going to talk to you about some of the latest WaterSense fixtures that are out there that can help cut your water use by about a third without giving up in any of that water flow and performance that you have come to enjoy, like a good strong shower in the morning.
Very true. And that's, you know, a great project to put on your to-do list. What else are you guys working on? Are you doing something great this Memorial Day weekend? Have you checked your deck? Is it safely installed to your home? Lots of things to think about as we get into the summer season. So reach out with your project questions. We're going to share some tips to help you get that project done once and get it done right, so hopefully you don't have to do it again.
And we might even give you some tools to help you tackle those projects, because today we have from our friends at Hart the 20-volt half-inch brushless drill driver kit to give away. It's worth $94. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. Going out to one listener who has the courage to pick up the phone or post a question to us at MoneyPit.com. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tracy in Florida is on the line and has taken the chance with some crown molding. Are you doing this yourself? What's going on?
So I wanted to install crown molding. Mm-hmm. I am not handy at all. I was looking into how to install it, and I saw that you could install the high-density styrofoam, like the poly, I forget what it's called, poly. Mm-hmm.
The foam trim, yes.
Yes, and it got good reviews, and it looks kind of like real, and it's easier to install. I just don't know if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, crown molding, from a carpentry perspective, to put crown molding in is one of the most difficult carpentry jobs, because you have to cut a compound miter to do that. And you also have to cope it, which means you kind of make one piece of the molding is sort of plain. The second one has this compound miter. Then you have to hand saw part of the wood out of the way. It's very complicated for a do-it-yourselfer. And that's why these foam moldings have been such a boom to DIYers, because, as you say, they're very easy to install. They make the system easy to cut. And all you need is caulk. You know, you pretty much use an adhesive caulk to hold it in place. You might put a couple of nails in just to sort of tack it while it dries. And as long as you wanted to do a painted crown molding, it really makes a lot of sense, because it's indistinguishable from, you know, wood molding that you would paint, right? It's just foam molding, and you could paint right over that. So if you wanted wood molding where you saw the grain, then you'd have to do it with traditional wood crown molding. But if you just want a painted crown molding, yeah, the foam is definitely the way to go.
Oh, great. So that's something you feel a newbie like me
could probably
handle.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure you review. You're probably going to need a few basic tools, like a very simple miter box with a back saw attached to it, so you can make nice, square, clean cuts. But that is not very expensive when you buy a very simple one, okay?
Okay.
And you know the other thing, too, if you have any mistakes and you there's a little gap here and there, just caulk the gap and then paint over the caulk. It'll hide all your sins.
Oh, great. That's what I need.
All right. Just use latex caulk and make sure you have a proper caulk trowel. You know what that is? Your fingers. You got five of them on each hand.
Okay. I got
smooth
that.
It in there. It'll look great. Okay. All right. Take care. Good luck with that project, Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Now we've got Cameron on the line, who's got some issues with some old windows. And Tom and I know old houses very well, and you've got the really old ones with the window weights. What's going on?
I've got a home that's about 100 years old, and I have the type of windows that have the counterweights on the inside of the frame itself.
Yep.
When I've watched these videos on how to make that repair, and I guess the side of the window is called the sash, there should be a screw or something that allows me to open up that wood so that I can see that counterweight. My windows do not have that access. I don't know how to gain access to the counterweight itself.
Got it. So first of all, not an uncommon problem. And you have two options. If you want to sort of restring the weight, what you have to do is you have to take off the interior trim, the casing, which is between the sash and the wall. It's usually, in a window with weights, pretty wide, like 3 or 4 inches wide. It's like a piece of molding.
Uh-huh.
And you have to physically detach that. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about with a screw, and maybe in a younger window there may be like a panel that you can come off. And I think I have seen that sometimes in an old window. But generally when I fix it, I take off the casing
on the right and the left sides. And this way you can get in there and you can reach the weight and you can restring it. You're going to want to string it with a window chain, not a window rope, because those are the ones that break. And then put it back together. Now, the trick here, Cameron, is to get that trim off without damaging it and making a bigger mess. So what I would tell you to do is to very carefully, with gravity in mind and force in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself, take a utility knife and run it between the window or at the seam between the window and the wall on the wall side, then also where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. Because by cutting that sort of paint seam there, it will start to loosen it up. And then if you use a very small pry bar, not a big like crowbar, but a small flat bar, they come in different sizes. I mean, the one I'm thinking of, I have one that's about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches long, and it's got a really thin, flat end on it. You can tap, tap, tap that and get in and start working that trim loose. And you may not be able to pull the nails out, but if you can pull it out a quarter inch or a half inch, then you can run a Sawzall down there, or you could run a hacksaw blade down there and cut the nails, which has the same effect, you know, to get that piece of wood off. And then you're going to have to pull off the nail that's left on either side. And now you got it all open. You can do your work on the weight, and then you put it back together very carefully, and then you have to repaint it. So I think that's the way to handle that. And by the way, a 100-year-old house, that's a baby. My house is 130.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound, and I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, I agree with you, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right, good luck. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hopefully you're having a nice barbecue this Memorial Day weekend, or maybe you're planning some projects for the next weekend, or maybe even getting the yard ready for some friends coming over, because luckily we can get together again, and let's help you make your yard fantastic. So reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And coming up, adding a pergola or an arbor to your backyard is a great way to step up your outdoor living space. We'll show you how to DIY this project next.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV, but there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, maybe you guys are busy this weekend with Memorial Day and getting together with some buddies, but you know what? You can listen whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And you can follow us by going to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. And you know, when you listen to the Money Pit, you always get answers to your home improvement and decor questions. But today, you'll also get a chance to win some tools to get the projects done because we've got a really fun drill driver kit to give away from Hart. It comes with a half-inch brushless drill driver, a 2-amp-hour battery. It's got a fast charger and a double-ended bit and a belt clip and a storage bag. It's really going to be helpful for lots of projects around your house because it has brushless technology. And with that kind of technology, the drill's motor lasts a lot longer and has about 30% more power. So that helps you get those jobs done quicker without running out of battery power. And speaking of batteries, that 20-volt battery works across all of the Hart 20-volt tools, outdoor, automotive, and lifestyle. It's worth $94 going out to one caller drawn at random. And by the way, it's on sale right now, too, at Walmart for $79. They have a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any home project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
Pat in South Dakota is on the line with a painting project. How can we help you?
Can you repaint vinyl siding?
Yes, you can repaint vinyl. Well, you'd be painting it initially, not even repainting it. But I will tell you this. Once you paint, you do have to repaint. So you're not going to have the maintenance-free surface that you had once before. You will have to repaint it. Now, that said, if you're going to do the repainting or you're going to paint it, you want to make sure that you use a product that's designed specifically for vinyl siding. And I would only use a product from a top brand like Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. They both have their own line of vinyl siding paint. So choose your paint carefully. Make sure it's good quality paint. And keep in mind that eventually you're going to have to repaint it.
Okay. That was what I was wondering. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we all love the look of a polished backyard, and arbors and pergolas, they are beautiful wooden yard structures that definitely do that job. And you know what, guys? Building one is definitely within most DIYers' reach. So, Tom, let's start with the basics by explaining what these actually are. Now, the terms tend to be used kind of interchangeably to describe these backyard structures, but they shouldn't be. Now, first, let's talk about an arbor. Now, an arbor is a freestanding structure. You're going to see supports on either side and then also across the top, and that's often formed out of lattice. And arbors often extend over maybe a walkway or an entrance to a garden. They're smaller than pergolas, and they're often not big enough to sit beneath. It's just sort of like marks an entryway. Now, a pergola is a freestanding structure that features a slatted roof supported by four posts, usually one at every corner. They're bigger, they're often in that sort of 10 by 10 range, and it's not uncommon to see pergolas used as outdoor entertaining areas. They kind of set this space in your yard, and they are beautiful, and they definitely create a destination spot. Typically, they're open on the sides. Now, pergolas are not intended to be a shelter. They're super open, but, you know, it's going to help block the sun a tiny bit when it's at a certain angle, but it's definitely not for shade, you know, not to hide from the wind or the rain, because it's open, but it definitely does define that space. It becomes a beautiful landscaping centerpiece. I mean, it's really gorgeous, and they're going to work very well over a paver patio or a hot tub or a walkway or your outdoor dining area. Whatever you've got, a pergola is stunning.
You know, I think that both pergolas and arbors are kind of like outdoor sculpture, you know, in a way.
For sure.
Right? Because they really do adorn your outdoor space nicely. Now, when it comes to the arbors, these are great for natural entranceways to gardens, but they can also work well at kind of like a break in the bushes or hedges or over a bench or a gate. You want to be careful when you select plants and flowers for arbors. Make sure they don't jeopardize headroom because you don't want to have to kind of duck going through them. Wisteria grapes or weeping conifers, all great examples of low-hanging plants that work well in arbors, as well as that wisteria in the pergola, like you were saying before. I mean, it really decorates it nicely. And because the arbors are a little smaller than the pergolas, they might allow for a bit more flexibility in terms of materials. Wood, of course, is the go-to material, but there's options in metal or aluminum, and you can also buy them sort of prefabricated in different types of composites. So lots of options there to add either arbors or pergolas to your yard.
Don in Pennsylvania is on the line with a roofing and ventilation question. Tell us what's going on.
We live in a house that's about 60 years old now. It has gable vents in the attic, regular style roof. And anyway, the roofer suggested that when the house was re-roofed, that we put a full-length ridge vent in the house. The house is an L shape with an office in the back that actually makes the back a T. So anyway, the first year after the roof was changed, went through winter, wound up, we noticed the discoloration in the ceiling, in the Armstrong ceiling in our office, and so went upstairs and found out there was 2 inches of snow in the attic.
Uh-oh.
So I wondered, did we go to the point of having too much ventilation? Because we never had a trouble before.
Yeah, it's really not possible to have too much venting done. Now, the type of vent, ridge vent that the roofer put in, what he should have put in is something called a filter vent. And a filter vent basically has a filtering material right inside the ridge vent that's designed to be a weather filter, so it stops the snow from blowing in. If that filter part is missing, that might be the reason you're getting a lot of snow. But as I said, if a little bit of snow is blowing in, I wouldn't worry about it. If a lot of snow is blowing in and it's happening a lot, then you might want to consider replacing that ridge vent with the right type.
I see. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We hope you're having a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Take a break. You don't have to work this weekend. But remember, you can call us always at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, spring, it's almost over, guys. We're getting ready to be done with that rain, and we certainly have seen a lot of crazy wet weather across the country. So perhaps you've got repairing rotted wood on your windows, doors, trim, wherever you might find it on your to-do list. So we're going to share the easy way to make those fixes next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Memorial Day is May 31st, a day set aside to honor those who have sacrificed for our freedom. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igoe Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Redding Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Redding Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. On behalf of all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, I want to say thank you for honoring our veterans.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
And that is, you know, when you put your final coat on, and if you rub your hand over it, you always do feel like a little bit of grittiness, even if you did a really good job of sanding. So what I do is I sand it down again with like 220 paper, and then I take steel wool, dip it in water, and then dip it in a car paste wax, a good quality paste wax. And they use the steel wool to rub it into the surface, and you let it dry and you buff it, and it's absolutely perfect. It takes all of that little bit of grit that may have settled from dust or a little bit of wood grain that came up, eliminates it, and it looks like a hand-rubbed finish when you're all done. Yet it's still just as durable because it's got the polyurethane under it.
That's great. You know, those are always such wonderful projects, and when you really get a nice finish, you just feel so great about it, about everything.
Makes my day.
Susan in California is on the line and needs some help with a driveway makeover. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm so glad you said the money pit, because that's exactly what it is. And now it's the driveway, about 1,200 square feet, and it's about 38 years old, and it needs something else done, and I really don't want to resurface it with blacktop. What are my options?
So it's an asphalt driveway now? That's what you're starting with?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I got news for you, Susan. A 38-year-old roadway needs to be replaced. And that's exactly what you have. Whether it's a road that goes down the street or a road that's a highway, nothing lasts 38 years. And if you've gotten 38 years out of that driveway, it's time for a new one. And sure, you can keep slapping sealer on it and patching the cracks and all of that, but at that age, it's got to go.
What's the best way? Do they just remove the whole thing and then start from scratch, or what's the best way to go?
I think that's the best way. In most cases, that's the best way. You can resurface it, but if you want to make sure that the base is really solid, you know, you would take off the old, they would put a new base down, they would compact it with machines, so it's really, really solid, and then they would apply new asphalt on top of that. I would make sure I got a specification as to exactly how many inches of this material they're going to put down so that you can compare apples to apples when you're looking at different contractors. But I think that's going to be your best solution.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan.
Well, when wood gets wet and then stays wet for a long time, it can rot. Now, this country has seen a ton of crazy wet weather this spring, so you might be finding some rotted wood in places where that water is spending more time than it should be.
Yeah, and this is very common in places like windowsills on the outside. When I was a home inspector, I always knew to check like the trim around windows and the windowsills because that's where the water would sit and it would rot out. You'll also find it on porch columns. I had to fix one of those myself not too long ago, or around doors, or even those parts of the trim like on the corner of your home or the fascia that's sort of behind your gutters. These are places that get wet, they stay wet, and maybe they weren't painted frequently enough. And if that's the case, they're going to deteriorate into a soggy, mushy, rotted mess. But instead of replacing that wood that rots away, there is a way to restore it and sort of rebuild these areas for a lot less hassle and at a fraction of the cost of replacement.
Yeah, that's right. Now there's actually two products that are specifically designed for this, Liquid Wood and Wood Epox, and they're both made by Abitron. And this is a company that we've been recommending for almost as long as we've had this show, and both products are high-performance epoxy adhesives, and they work together to restore and rebuild rotted and damaged wood.
Yeah, and it's kind of a two-step process. First, you apply the liquid wood, which is also known as an epoxy consolidant, because it basically sort of consolidates all of that soft rotted wood and then permanently restores its structural integrity and its durability. Now, it's easy to apply. It soaks in deeply to the wood fibers without the need to cut out any of that damaged wood. A little trick of the trade is you can take a drill bit, like a drill with like an eighth-inch drill bit, drill a few holes in that soft area and squirt in the liquid wood into all those spaces so you really get it soaking good. And then when it dries, it's really, really sturdy and strong.
Yeah, but now if you've got wood rot that's so bad where you have areas that have completely fallen away, this is where the Wood Epox comes in, because it's a shrink-free epoxy wood filler that's going to actually fill in that space and then replace the rotted wood. It's a two-part epoxy that you mix together to a putty-like consistency, then you press it in place, and it's going to dry solid, and in 1 to 2 hours, it's fully cured. You can cut it, sand it, stain, paint, whatever, just like real wood, and it really does the trick.
It really does. So if you use liquid wood and wood epox together instead of replacing the rotted wood, you can make permanent shrink-free repairs and retain the character of your home and save some money in the process because you don't have to replace it. You don't have to replace the wood, the window, the door, or whatever part of your home needs the work. Both these products are made by Avatron. In fact, if you buy the Avatron wood restoration kit, it comes with the accessories that you need as well. You'll find them at True Value, Benjamin Moore, and other retailers nationwide. To learn more, go to avatron.com, A-B-A-T-R-O-N.com. I want to make sure that's clear because quite a few of you reached out to ask for help finding this website. It's Avatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N.com.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We love to lend you a hand. Enjoy this holiday weekend and then get back at it next weekend, guys. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you need help tackling home projects, then you need Angie. You can connect with pros. You can book appointments. You can pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, saving water becomes more and more important these days, especially as it's warming up to the summer season. But rather than relying on your kids and your family members to use less water, there are new fixtures that can actually do that water saving for you.
We'll tell you how to find the faucets, toilets, showers, and sprinklers to help you do just that in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next.
You live in a body pit.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Avatron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Avatron.com. That's Avatron.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit.
Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And on the Money Pit Podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So whether it's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
What are you all working on this weekend? Perhaps you've got a project but don't have the tools to get that project done? Well, we can help with that. We have got an amazing drill driver kit to give away today from Hart. Now, the kit comes with a half-inch brushless drill driver, a 20-volt lithium-ion battery, a super-fast charger, a double-ended bit, a belt clip, a storage bag, pretty much everything to have this great tool and get a ton of projects done. I mean, it's got a brushless technology, so you're going to have longer life. It's going to give you 30% more power and perform 20% faster for those heavy-duty projects you're working on. It's normally $94, but right now you can find it on sale for $79. But, of course, if you are our lucky caller entered, chatter of projects, it could be yours for free.
And Hart products are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
All right, going to North Carolina where Michael wants to work on a bathtub project. Why not just get in the tub and relax, Mike? What's going on?
I wish I could, young lady. Thank y'all ever so much for taking my call. This house was built in 1934. And the bathtub's always been white porcelain, but I think the last time around my mom and dad remodeled the bathroom, they had it sprayed like a tan color, like a sandstone color. And I would love to remove it and bring it back to its normal gloss.
Well, if they've painted it, probably the normal gloss wasn't so attractive. It might have worn. And to refinish a bathtub is usually a big challenge. Now, you can strip it. And you could refinish it again, and you may get some number of years out of it. But I generally find that those refinishing projects they're kind of like paint jobs. You know, they last maybe 5, 6, 7 years, and then you're doing it again and again. Or you can consider relining the tub. There's a process by which a tub liner could be built and sits actually inside that original tub and gives it a completely new surface. So those are really the two options that I'd pursue, Michael.
So on the relining operation, what would you consider?
Well, I mean, there are manufacturers out there that do bathtub relining, and exactly, it's a composite material that's essentially made to fit your tub. They take some measurements, and it doesn't take up too much room, and it looks really nice when it's done, but it's not inexpensive.
It's probably on par with having the tub refinished.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, saving water is becoming more and more important. I mean, it's getting warmer out. We're going to see a lot more water usage because of the heat. So what do we do to save water? Do you beg your kids to, you know, use less? Are you begging your family to not take such a long shower? Nope. Hire a plumber, guys, because you can actually do the water saving with some special fixtures. And even it's a pretty simple pro plumbing project.
Yep, so we've got a few tips on how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that do the work for you without wasting water in today's pro project presented by Angie. So first, let's talk about toilets. I mean, they last for decades, and that makes them one of the most durable plumbing fixtures in the house. But while they don't really wear out, those old toilets can waste plenty of water with every flush. So what you want to look for is a WaterSense certified toilet. It uses a lot less water, yet it still does its job with every single flush. You're just not wasting water at the same time.
Now, WaterSense is a program that's run by the EPA, and just like the Energy Star program helps consumers find products that save energy, WaterSense is designed to help you identify products that will save water. Now, to qualify, a product must be certified to use at least 20% less water, save energy, and perform as well or better than the regular model.
Now, besides toilets, if you were also to replace, say, your bathroom faucet and shower head, the EPA tells us that you could save 26,000 gallons of water a year and create 380 fewer pounds of greenhouse gas emissions and reduce your utility bills by $250. So it definitely has a big impact, something as simple as just replacing the faucet and the shower head.
Yeah, and speaking of your utility bills, if you use less water, you're also going to use less natural gas and electricity to heat that water. So it really does all add up. Plus, besides bathrooms and kitchens, WaterSense fixtures are also available for the outdoors. Think about lawn sprinklers, rain controllers, a lot of other irrigation products. You can update those to help you avoid wasting water while you still get to enjoy a beautiful landscape.
You know, and here's another thing to think about. Your sewer bill is tied into your water usage. It's usually a percentage of the water bill, right? So if you save water, that means not only does your water bill go down, but your sewer bill goes down as well. And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Heading to Tennessee and apparently score the moles to Kim's yard. What's going on?
Yes, I'm trying to get rid of these moles in my yard. Please help me.
Well, one of the ways to get rid of moles in your yard is to not make your yard quite so attractive by getting rid of the grubs that are in your lawn. Moles are usually there because there's plenty of food. And so if you used a product like GrubX to get rid of the grub, that's the grubs, these are little white juicy insects that moles just love. And if you get rid of the grubs, then the moles will find a new place to eat. But if there's plenty of grubs, there's plenty of food, they're going to stay in your yard. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, good. Thank you so much. I'll try the grub it.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Up next, does it ever make sense to paint a fireplace? We're going to dive into that question next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects.
upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the home improvement projects that you'd like to get done around your house, whether it's decor, remodeling, building, or just fixing. You can count on us to give you the advice that you need to get that done quickly so you can get on to your relaxing and enjoying of home sweet home. Now, you can call us at 888 Money Pit with those questions, and you can also post them to moneypit.com. We've got a couple here to talk about. First up, Tyler. Leslie, what's Tyler looking for?
All right, Tyler asks, my house was built in 1908, and I want to paint our brick fireplace white and wanted to know if a white stain would be better than regular paint. Also, if paint is the better option, what type of paint and sheen should I be using for this?
So great questions. Now, when it comes to painting brick, remember, you can't go back because once you paint, you're kind of stuck. Or even if you stain, you're kind of stuck because brick just absorbs the paint. You can't get it out, and it just will look terrible if you try. So just make sure you're totally committed to this. In terms of stain versus paint, I think if he stains, Leslie, it's going to be kind of like a white haze, like kind of a chalk, and maybe you'll see sort of the red brick or the brown brick or whatever color it is sort of come through behind it. But if you do paint, it's going to be totally white, right?
Yeah, and I think it really depends on, first of all, it depends on what the color and condition of your existing brick is. Is it just that it's like that weird yellow brick and you totally hate how it looks? Or does it just seem more aged? You know, what is it about the brick that you're trying to cover? So if you're looking for a more rustic sort of country feel, the stain is ideal because it gives you that sort of rustic, worn look sort of right off the bat. But I think for a more all across the board, something that matches every design style and truly hides the color of the brick, you're going to go with a paint. And Tom's right. I mean, once you put it on, there's really no going back because it is a tremendously painstaking, time-consuming project to even try to get that paint off somewhat. So it's not something that, you know, you want to be like, let's see what it looks like. You know, try Photoshop first before you actually put paint on.
It occurs to me, Leslie, that if you're going to stain it, and if you have any smoke stains on that brick, you got to get rid of those first because otherwise that's going to change the color.
Yeah.
That carbon will mix in with the stain, and even with the paint, it can mix in with the paint, and you won't understand why one section looks like to be a slightly different color, duller or more darker or yellower than another. It's because of the smoke stain that got in there.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, think about it first. As far as sheen, you know, you need something with a bit of a gloss because you want to make sure that you're able to clean any sort of smoke that gets onto it and discolors it. So something that has a gloss to it, it doesn't have to be high gloss, you could go semi, but you want to make sure that it's like scrubbable, cleanable.
Yeah, and the best quality paint is the answer to your last question. What paint do you buy? You buy the best paint you can get. You don't cheap out on the paint because it won't be durable enough. So, you know, get a Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. Get a good quality paint. You'll be good to go.
All right, now we've got Buck who writes, I'm thinking of adding vinyl siding to our summer home in New England. Contractors are saying that the wood shingles have to go. Others saying you can go right on top. Who's right?
Well, while you can put vinyl siding over the old siding, I wouldn't do it because the siding is going to be sort of out more than the original siding, which means you're going to have to build that around the windows and the doors, and it kind of looks weird. So I would recommend taking the old siding off and putting new vapor barrier across the whole surface and then putting the siding on. That's the way to do it right and not have to deal with any of those after effects of the weird sort of trimming around the windows. You don't want vinyl siding to come out beyond the windows. It just looks strange.
Yeah, and it definitely makes that project a lot more difficult when you have to do all those other steps. But good luck with the new siding.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying yourselves. If you find yourself with a paintbrush in your hand or a hammer and a can of nails and tackling a project around the house, hey, welcome to the club. We're probably doing a few of those projects ourselves. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to take a deeper look at the possible origins of COVID-19, including a new visit to China where the first human infections were detected. At a news conference, WHO's Health Emergencies Executive Director Dr. Michael Ryan says,
if you expect scientists to do their work, if you expect scientists to collaborate and actually get the answers that you want, actually seek in a non-blame environment to find the origin of the virus so we may all learn how to prevent this happening in future, we would ask that this be done in a depoliticized environment.
President Biden has instructed U.S. intelligence agencies to redouble efforts to find information about how the pandemic emerged. Memorial Day weekend weather is affecting people across the country.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says the plains and the northeast are getting rain, and some areas are even competing for record low temperatures.
We're still talking about the possibility of record cold afternoon temperatures for portions of the northeast tomorrow, but instead of 40s and 50s, we're talking 50s and low 60s.
Meanwhile, in areas out west, it's hot.
The chance of setting a record high in Sacramento of 100 tomorrow.
He says Memorial Day brings even higher temperatures in the west, possibly some record breakers. The southern plains see rain, and the northeast gets out of those colder temperatures. I'm Julie Walker.
Infrastructure negotiations are continuing between the White House and Senate Republicans. Talks continue between President Biden's team and GOP senators, even though a deal won't be reached before the president's end of May deadline. The U.S. Postal Service wants to raise rates on first-class stamps from 55 to 58 cents as part of a host of price hikes and service changes designed to reduce debt for the beleaguered agency. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Earmarks were banished from Congress over a decade ago, but the funding for lawmakers' pet projects is making a sudden return.
About $14 billion, or 1% of discretionary spending, will be devoted to earmarks in this year's spending bills. Aiming to avoid scandal, lawmakers have revamped and renamed the process, requiring that earmark requests be made public and that lawmakers attest to having no conflicts of interest. The experiment could rise or fall on the reaction from voters, particularly those skeptical of federal spending.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Gavin McLeod, the veteran supporting actor who achieved fame as TV news writer Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and stardom playing cheerful Captain Steubing on The Love Boat, has died at the age of 90. McLeod died early Saturday at his home in Palm Desert, California, said Stephanie Steele Zalin, his stepdaughter. She attributed his death to his age. This is townhall.com. There has been a failure for missile test.
A weapons system test conducted by the U.S. Missile Defense Agency in the Pacific near Hawaii has failed to intercept the target. Authorities say the objective was to demonstrate the capability of a ballistic missile defense-configured Aegis ship to detect, track, engage, and intercept a medium-range ballistic missile target with a salvo of two standard Missile 6 dual 2 missiles. However, an intercept was not achieved. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities responded to the Pittsburgh shopping mall on Saturday, where shoppers were sent running with their lives after shots were fired. Though no one was hit, two people were detained in connection with the incident at Ross Park Mall, which was packed with shoppers at the time the stores were having Memorial Day sales. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
7-4. If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by Abertron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, and Schluter. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope that you are having an amazing day in your part of the neighborhood. If you are taking on a home improvement project as part of your day, we are here to help you get that done. Are you working on beautifying your backyard, stepping up that outdoor living, thinking about adding some patio lights, maybe picking up a paintbrush, doing a little landscaping, planning a kitchen redo, a bath redo, whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it over to ours and we'll give you some tips and ideas to help you save some money and get it done right the first time. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Reach out with your questions or post them to moneypit.com.
Coming up, guys, we have a great show for you. You know, it's the summertime. Everybody's planning those vacations now that we can finally go on them again. So everybody's going to be going somewhere, even if it's not that far. But guess who also has figured that out? The people who want to break into your house and take your things. So you have to make sure that your security for your home is on its A game. So think about it. Is there security cameras? Do you know that they're positioned correctly? When you think about it, guys, how many times have you seen a video of a break-in, or any other crime for that matter, where the video is so bad that it's basically useless? So we're going to walk you through the most common errors to avoid so that your home is fully protected.
And also ahead, now, I've been thinking about renovating the kitchen on my house, which, as I've mentioned before on this show, was built in 1886. Now, back then, and knowing that it stood for 130 years, I'm going to assume that at one time, Leslie, it was actually truly level. Today, not so much. In fact, I discovered that from one side of my kitchen floor to the other, it drops about an inch and a half.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But it's an old house, so we kind of expect that. But since I'm not alone in dealing with an unlevel floor, I figured now's a good time to review my options and perhaps yours if you've got a problem floor that needs to be leveled out. And we're going to talk about how to get that done. Hopefully it's not as bad as mine.
Well, let us know. We want to give you guys a hand. Coming up also, bathroom renovations are one of the most cost-effective improvements that you can make to your home. But did you know that tile walls and the floors alone, the tiles alone, guys, are not waterproof, and they do not waterproof that space. It's what behind the tile that does the job. So we're going to share some tips on how you can make sure your next bathroom reno stays totally leak-proof.
So what projects are you guys working on? Reach out with your questions. We'll share tips to help you get that done once, get it done right, so you don't have to do it again.
And we may even give you some tools to help you tackle those projects as well, because today we have a Hart 20-volt half-inch brushless drill driver to give away worth $94. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they are available exclusively at Walmart.
So give us a call right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, I love it when home improvement is a family affair. We've got Edwin and his kids on the line calling from New York. What's going on?
It's an old post and beam house built in 1875. Going through it, the wife wants an open concept, so I, you know, took out the beam and put in an LVL because it did have a wall underneath it.
Okay.
And so my question is on aesthetic. Structurally, I mean, I've always built, and I'm good structurally, but I was wondering about what is a good height for the windows. I know that it can't be higher than 3 feet, and then I think I can slide under some of the egress under like a grandfather to keep them lower, but I don't know what's desirable, I guess.
Are you putting windows in that are larger than what you had originally, or are you creating new windows? Where are these going?
There are going to be new windows in the existing openings, and I'm going to just get them made from modern materials, but copy the ones that were there. They were huge, beautiful windows as it was.
So you're using the existing opening. I mean, I would tend to say you probably don't want to change that. That's definitely going to change the dynamic. It's hard for me to give you a certain number, a certain height off the floor, because I haven't seen your house, and I think aesthetics definitely is going to play into this. I will say, I hear some young voices behind you that if you've got kids, you've got to be concerned about them falling out of windows and making sure you have appropriate openable windows. Okay. Well, still, you know, you make sure you have window guards.
Yeah, on the second floor, I'm moving them up
good.
For safety. First floor, I'm like, you can't really get hurt.
Yeah, and the windows, you know, that are available today in the replacement window market are fantastic in terms of their efficiency. You know, there's a lot of great brands out there that are doing this. I would just make sure that the windows you choose are Energy Star rated, and be mindful of the fact that on the window itself, there's going to be a sticker that's called the NFRC label. It stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, and it will tell you the specifications of the glass. By looking at that sticker, you can compare it against other windows and know which window is really efficient compared to another. Because sometimes, you know, all of the salesmanship of the window companies will make it hard to discern what's the best and most efficient window. But if you follow the stats on the NFRC label, you will be good to go.
Yeah, and I know even if you want to put big windows in, even if you get higher efficiency, there's still like a hole in the wall. I mean, the highest R value you can get out of them is like between a 7 and 10, and that's going triple pane, fiberglass, the whole nine.
Which may or may not make sense given your location. You are up in northern New York, so it does get pretty cold up there, so you might want to think about triple pane, but of course that adds to the cost.
Like doubles the price of a window.
Yep.
And I run an insulation company for a living, so I've done my research on the windows.
All right, so yeah, no, you know exactly what you're up against, and you know how to make sure that all the cavities around that window are properly sealed. Edwin, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project. It sounds exciting.
It is. Thank you.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that the light's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. That is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if you're thinking about taking a vacation this summer, you want to make sure your security cameras are set to keep an eye on your home while you're away. We'll share a tip on how to do just that next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 15% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deiss Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeissCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, how'd you guys like to win some tools today? We've got an amazing drill driver kit to give away from Hart. It comes with the drill driver, a 2-amp-hour battery, a fast charger, a bit, a belt clip, a storage bag. It's totally brushless, so that means the battery power is going to last a long time, and there'll be plenty of power to get those jobs done around your house. It's worth $94, but right now you find it on sale for $79. Now, Hart Tools are available exclusively at Walmart, where they offer a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. If you want to win this drill driver, you got to pick up the phone and call us or post your questions right now to 1-888-MONEYPIT, going to one listener drawn at random. Make that you.
Glenn, in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on? You're having some issues with a contractor?
Well, they're saying I've got some water in the crawl space there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know who you'd check to see first as far as to make sure the grade's okay and things like that. What the, mm-hmm. You know, rather than just calling somebody in who likes to sell things to do something, I just wanted to see maybe what approach you take to it. Step one, step two, things like that, or who you use.
I'm glad you reached out, Glenn, because there is a lot of folks that will try to sell you expensive solutions when you have water in a crawl space. How was the moisture discovered?
I had some guys under the house doing the termite inspection.
Okay. And is it like ponding water, or is it just like damp?
Well, they say it's kind of standing water, but they really don't see it there at the end. And there is, of course, a place, a cutout there in the cinder blocks.
Right.
If you run any water out that would accumulate too much. So it might not be much of a problem, but I want the right people to inspect it rather than somebody who wants to sell a moisture kind of treatment or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So here's what I would do. First of all, generally when you get water in a crawl space or in a basement, it's being caused by problems in the drainage. And you mentioned grading, and it's certainly one thing to check. But the more common reason that crawl spaces and basements flood is a problem with the gutters. If the gutters are clogged, if they don't have enough downspouts so they get overwhelmed, or if the downspouts are not extending, and this is really common, if the downspouts, most of the time they'll come out, you know, to like a splash block that's maybe a foot or two long. But if you have a water issue below grade, you want to put extensions on those so it goes out 4, 5, 6 feet, really moves the water away from the house. I find that if you just address the gutters first, that usually cures 90% of the problems. Grading, yeah, grading's going to settle, and in a perfect world, you're going to want to add soil and slope it away from those walls. You want to drop it about 6 inches over 4 feet. But if it was me, I would extend my gutters first and make sure that they're operating perfectly. If you go to moneypit.com, there's an article right on the homepage about how to fix a basement that leaks. In that article, all the advice there applies to a crawl space leak as well. Okay?
Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, now that vacations are in again, and, you know, vacation season definitely is the summer, which is coming up, it's a really good idea that you step up your home's security. So think about it. Does your home security include a security camera? If it does, you have to make sure that they're positioned correctly so that when or if or, God forbid, something does happen, you want to make sure that that video is useful. How many times in the news have you seen, like, a video pop up and it's basically useless because it's not capturing the right spot or it's poorly lit, you know, all of those things.
Now, here's what you need to think about. First, you want to focus on the vulnerable points of entry. Now, 79% of break-ins happen via either the front door, a first floor window, or the back door. So these are the vulnerable areas, and statistically the most likely point of entry for any would-be burglars.
Yeah, now height matters. So you've got to cover the right angles at the right height. You don't want to put those cameras so low that a burglar can easily reach them or cover them or even vandalize them, so it's useless. Now, a good rule of thumb is to install cameras 8 to 10 feet off the ground and angle them for the best coverage. Also, you don't want to place a camera inside your house looking out, because if it's behind a glass window and say that gets a lot of direct sunlight, that window is going to create a ton of glare and it could potentially block out that footage completely.
You also need to check lighting. Now, unless your cameras have good night vision settings, you want to make sure enough lighting exists so that they can record clearly. If not, then think about adding some additional lighting, perhaps on motion sensors that pair with each camera. And keep in mind that unless your cameras are monitored, most of the time the footage you get is going to be after the crime occurred, right? I mean, we all get these alerts sometimes when our cameras come on, but I mean, with my doorbell camera, it takes so long for that alert to come on. Whoever was out on the porch is long gone, and I have to rewind it to see what actually happened. Now, there is, however, a system out there now that's very affordable and monitored 24/7 by Real Security Guards. We cover that and more in our guide to security camera positioning, which is on the homepage right now at moneypit.com. So check it out. Think about those options. Think about how you're positioning your cameras that you make sure they're actually doing the job that you intend for them to do.
Andrea from Ontario, Canada is on the line with a mold question. How can we help you today?
My question would be regarding black mold, and it's sort of behind my sink, between the sink and the backsplash. There's a little bit of space, and this black mold settles in there's a lot of moisture, obviously. We're running the water and it splashes. So behind and around the sink, as well as around my tub. I tried bleach. I scrubbed it. We, at one point, took out the caulking and re-caulked it, but it came back. So I'm at a kind of a loss what to do with this.
Mold is going to grow any place that you have an organic material, which could be drywall, or it could also be, believe it or not, soap scum. Can have organic matter in it, and that can feed mold. And so you have a condition there that's going to be prevalent to mold regrowth. Even when you clean it, it's going to come back. You're not going to permanently prevent it unless you change the environment, the climate that exists in that particular area. So with respect to the tile area, let's deal with that first. When you re-tiled, when you re-caulked, I'm sorry, did you pull all the old caulk out?
Pull it all out. Dug it all out. It was actually our contractor who said, keep it, like, very dry, bone dry, he called it. And then once we had it all dried out, then he came back and put a layer of this white material. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but he finished it off.
Okay, so you're not quite sure what the product is. Here would be the steps. When you pull the old caulk out, you need to spray the joint between the tub and the tile with a bleach solution. That's going to kill any mold spores that are left behind. Then after that's dry, one additional step, fill up the tub with water because it makes it heavy and it pulls it down. And then you caulk it, and when you caulk it, you want to use a product that has mildicide in it. Now, DAP, for example, has a caulk that has an additive called Microban, and Microban will not grow mold. It will prevent it from growing. And so if you use the right product and you take the step of treating it with a bleach solution first before you apply it, that helps it to last as long as possible. But again, if you don't control humidity conditions, eventually it will come back. As for the sink, the same advice applies. You not only have to clean it, which takes away the visual, but you have to spray it with a mildicide. And so you could mix, say, a 10 to 20% bleach solution with water and then let it dry, and that will help prevent it from coming back.
I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Harrison, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hey, I have some tree roots in my yard that are growing close to the surface, and they're exposed to where when I mow, I have to kind of mow over them, mow around them.
Right.
And just don't know what to do. What would be the best way to get the yard back where it needs to be, and what do you guys think?
How much do you like that tree?
You know, I'm not that committed to the tree.
It's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. You know, once it grows, you can't really cut them back. They're there for a purpose. And so you have to figure out a way to live with it or you know, create a bed around it or mulch around it or maybe, you know, have it be less lawn and more, you know, like a mulched bed or something of that nature. But even if you add soil over it, it's still going to kind of continue to grow up and pop through it. So that's just the nature of the beast when it comes to a big, healthy tree like that. Eventually, depending on the type of tree, it'll come out of the ground like that and start to impact your lawn.
Put a bed around it.
Yeah, maybe a nice circular bench around the tree, you know, or something of that nature.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can find those. They basically are sold like so that they split in half, and you can put them around the tree. And you know, depending on the diameter of the tree, you want to try to get one that's that fits right. But it could be really an attractive feature. You got to roll with it. You know, figure out a way to make it look like it was always supposed to be there. You're waiting all these years for those roots to pop up so that you can put a bench.
Yeah, I wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
There you go. That's the spirit.
That sounds great. That's a good idea. I like that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you guys have a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, today there are more flooring choices than ever before, but many of the newest flooring requires a subfloor to be level. Now, there's a self-leveling product available now from Bostik. You can find it at LL Flooring Stores that's going to do the leveling for you. We're going to explain how it works next.
Hey.
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNI Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to a new proposal, religious family planning providers would be removed from the Title X family planning program if they do not provide referrals for abortions. It will instead require the promotion of abortions, which will violate the conscience rights of faith-based programs.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm figuring the water came in through that vent, and my neighbor said to put the pool doodles, these long doodles that float in the pool, into the vents to stop the water from coming in.
Noodles, not doodles. I know what you mean.
Noodles? I don't know what they call them because I don't have a pool. I don't know what they use them for.
Yeah, they're things that people float on. But okay, so this is a ridge vent. Goes down the peak of the roof?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a type of ridge vent called a filter vent. And it's made by AirVent Corporation. And the way a filter vent works is it has sort of a mesh inside of it that collects the water and then routes it to a drain channel when water blows in at a hard angle like that. Because this happened during a hurricane, I would expect it's covered by insurance, your homeowner's insurance.
Well, it just stained the ceiling. They made a couple of water marks on the ceiling. Not that bad, but, I mean, you know, we got a lot of hurricanes down here, so.
Well, it may be that you don't have the right type of vent for an area that gets a lot of wind-driven rain. The product's called AirVent, and you can learn more at airvent.com. It's actually a CertainTeed product, but you'll see that one of the options there is for filter vent, and you can learn more about how that works. But I think that's going to solve your problem. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, I've been planning a kitchen reno for my 130-year-old house, but before that happens, I need to solve a very significant problem, and that is my floors. They are way, way out of level. I mean, if you try to install new flooring on a floor that's out of whack, you're going to get gaps or cracks showing pretty quickly. But when it comes to leveling compounds, like, in case you don't know what that is, it's like a slurry mix. You mix it up and you pour it over the floor to build up the low spots. They've been around for a long time, but they are traditionally somewhat difficult to work with. They take a long time to set. That's going to kind of delay the project. So to get some direction, I reached out to our contacts at LL Flooring, who pointed me to a product called SL Rapid. Now, it's made by Bostik, and it's a self-leveling and rapid setting underlayment. So basically, it's cement-based, and you mix it up and you pour it across the floor, and it levels automatically. It dries solid, it's smooth, it's level, and this way you can put your floors down, but instead of waiting a day or two, you can only have to wait 4 hours. So after 4 hours, you can basically start working on the flooring. So that means you get back into the spot like a kitchen where it's important because you don't want to delay that too much. You can put it down between an eighth and one inch thick, and it's going to work under most hard surface flooring as well as carpet or even sheet vinyl. So I'm thinking that SL Rapid, Leslie, is the solution to fixing the 130 years of settlement that I've been putting off delaying with my kitchen because I didn't have the good solution for this. But now that I do have a solution, I am sure it could handle this uneven floor in my house and probably in yours because your house is not going to be nearly as bad as mine.
My house is only 100 years old, so.
That's what I said. It's much younger. It's available at LL Flooring stores nationwide or online at llflooring.com, the Bostik SL Rapid.
Lisa from Delaware is on the line with a chimney question. Lisa, what can we do for you today?
I have two chimneys. One is a brick chimney, and the other one was a stucco chimney. I recently had them both repaired. The brick chimney needed to be repointed, and above the brick chimney, underneath the stainless steel cap, I guess, I don't know if it's cement or mortar, but that was all cracked. And in the winter, the ice would form between the cracks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had that repaired. The other chimney that was stucco had a hairline crack in it, and they suggested restuccoing the chimney and stippling it, which is like a popcorn ceiling type of an effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So all that was done. Now they told me wait about 6 months, and then I should have it sealed to protect it. Now, it's $75 a chimney to get it sealed.
So what they're talking about is a masonry sealer, and you probably don't need this. It's not like you need it to protect it. Usually you put sealers on if you're concerned about leaks. But if you are going to put a sealer on it, they're silicone-based, and you have to make sure that you use one that's vapor-permeable. Some of the older sealer products out there are not vapor-permeable, and that means that moisture gets in, it gets trapped under the surface of the concrete, and then it'll freeze and spall or crack, and that could actually accelerate the deterioration of the chimney itself. So if you use a good-quality silicone sealer that's vapor-permeable, it can slow the absorption of moisture into the chimney, but I'm just not sure you need it. The kinds of things that you're talking about doing, except for the total restock going in the chimney, I don't know if I would have gone that far just to repair a crack. But the other things that you're talking about are all entirely expected, you know, having to repoint some mortar, having to repair a cracked chimney cap, a concrete cap around the chimney. Those are all normal. I don't necessarily think that putting a sealer on is going to have that much of a major effect of slowing down any further deterioration. I think it's just sort of wear and tear.
Okay, and if it's not vapor permeable, it could even harm it.
That's correct. Exactly right, Lisa.
So I should ask the mason then if it's, you know, but he could tell me anything. He could say, yeah, it is.
Well, it's very easy. Find out what product he's using and go look up the product online and read about it.
But you're saying really it's probably not worth it.
I don't know that it's totally necessary. Unless the chimneys are leaking, I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you guys are having a great Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps you're working on a project. If you are, or you're thinking about starting one next weekend, give us a call, whether it's a home repair or improvement question, whatever it is, 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're taking on a bath renovation, there's one particular element that you need to get right so that you avoid leaks, structural damage, and mold. We're going to share that tip next.
Live in a money pit.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call to 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Well, owning a money pit is a combination of love and pride and heart stop and fear, but no one knows the money pit better than us. So we are here to help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever.
Hey, do you have a project that you'd like to tackle if you only had the right tools? Well, we're going to help out one listener today. We've got an amazing drill driver kit to give away from Hart. Now, the kit comes with a half-inch brushless drill driver, a 20-volt lithium-ion battery, a fast charger, a double-ended bit, a belt clip, and a storage bag. It's got a super great motor. I mean, it's brushless technology, so you're going to get 30% more power, and it's going to perform about 20% faster on those heavy-duty projects. It is a great tool for indoors, outdoors, whatever you are working on. Hart is a fantastic family of products. It's a prize worth $94, but you can find it actually now on sale for $79 at Walmart, but you could potentially get it for free. You got to be in it to win it, guys. Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on.
888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
All right, we've got Jerry in Massachusetts on the line who needs some help cleaning the basement. What can we do for you?
I've got some efflorescence on the cement walls in the basement. For years, I when I built the house, I didn't put gutters up. I had overhangs, and then it started developing. Somebody told me, hey, it's because you don't have any gutters. So I put them up right away, and it didn't get any worse, but I'd like to clean that white efflorescence off, and I didn't want to use muriatic acid.
No, you don't need that at all. It's really simple. First of all, the stains that you have, the efflorescence, is just lime. It's mineral deposits that are left over when water comes through the wall and evaporates. So what you can simply do is brush that off as much as you can. You can use a stiff like a wall brush for that, and then just use water and white vinegar together, hot water and white vinegar. Vinegar will melt the salts.
Do I have to rinse it down after?
No, only if you don't want your house to smell like a salad.
I'm not worried about that, but white vinegar should do it.
Yeah, white vinegar does it. It'll melt the salts. It's a really good solution.
Oh, I thought that, but I just wanted to check with you guys first.
You buy it by the gallon, you mix it with some hot water, and just, you know, brush it down.
I'll try that. Should work. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck. Well, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I inspected thousands of bathrooms, and by far the most expensive problem I found, and with surprising frequency, by the way, was a leaking shower. It's almost always caused by a failure of the shower pan, and to fix it, you pretty much have to tear out the entire shower, the walls, the tiles, and the floor included, so it's really expensive.
Yeah, and that's why if you're building a bathroom today, it's really smart to work with a system like Curti, which is made by Schluter. Now, the Curti system consists of preformed and totally waterproof building panels for the walls, and they can be matched with 22 different shapes and sizes of preformed trays for the floor. Now, they also have preformed waterproof curbs, benches, niches, pretty much everything you need to design a fantastic bath and shower, as well as drains and specialized components to protect around all of those shower valves and outlets. I mean, you're really creating a tight seal with the system.
Yeah, and the nice thing about a system like the Schluter-Curti system is that the components are designed to work together, because one of the most common causes for shower leaks happens when there are gaps between components, like the shower pans and the walls. Water gets behind that, and too often, by the time it's discovered, it's caused major damage and even pretty major mold.
You know, sometimes people think that the ceramic tile itself or the grout sealer, that's going to make everything waterproof, but it doesn't. That waterproofing has to be properly installed behind the tile for your shower to be completely watertight. Check it out. I mean, it's a really interesting system. You can learn more about the Schluter shower system. Head over to Schluter.com. Let me spell it out for you. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com. Darlene in West Virginia is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are considering putting a metal roof on our home, and I wanted to know, is it best to go ahead and keep the old shingles on the roof?
No. You know, if you're going to go through the expense of putting on a metal roof, which is a real investment-grade roofing, it's a roof that could last you 50 to 100 years, you absolutely don't want to put it over old asphalt shingles. There's no point in having them there. And if anything, they could make that metal roof look lumpy. So I would absolutely take it right down to the sheathing and then have the roof installed right from there on up. It's absolutely not worth trying to save a few dollars by leaving that old asphalt there essentially forever.
Okay, because I've known some people, they've been told, oh, yeah, it'll, you know, you don't have to worry about throwing them out. You don't have to worry about taking them off and everything. It's just fine. It actually, I've even heard them tell people that it'll add a layer of insulation.
Yeah, that's all crap.
Okay.
And you quote me on
well,
that.
Well, I'm glad I called.
That's just not true. There's nothing about an asphalt shingle that insulates anything. It doesn't trap air. So it just doesn't work. In fact, you know, what it does do is hold a lot of extra heat on that roof. So,
well, and it would build up moisture and everything probably.
No, but in the summertime, that extra heat will add to your air conditioning costs. So I would just tear that out and forget about it and start from scratch, okay? You'd be better off in the long run.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye-bye.
Let us know what you are planning to tackle this summer season because we can help you out. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, decorating for yourself is one thing, but when you have a pet, decorating needs to include an entirely new set of considerations. We're going to share strategies for pet-friendly decor next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Marietta writes us and she says she's got a driveway full of ruts and holes and she wants to know if resurfacing is an option.
You know, resurfacing is great if just the surface is deteriorated, but if the driveway is so weak that it's sagging and cracking and filling up with holes, you have far surpassed the options for resurfacing. And unfortunately, Marietta, it is time to rip out the driveway and completely replace it.
Sorry, Marietta, but guess what? You're going to have a beautiful new driveway without ruts and holes.
Well, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that pretty much anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pooch? Well, Leslie has tips to help you get the best of both worlds in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, you've been a pet owner forever. I had a little hiatus when our 15-year-old blue tick coonhound passed away. But now I'm like a grandpa to pets because my sons both have dogs. And they both spend a lot of time at our house, especially when they go away. So we got grand dogs.
Of course. Yeah, and then, you know, it's the preemptive sort of babysitting solution to grandkids that will eventually come down the road.
Yeah, they're testing us to see if we can handle the pet. Then they'll think about the grandkids. Right?
I mean, you did a fairly decent job raising them as humans, but you know, we got to test you all over again. You know, though, it's serious because when you have animals in the house, whether it's a dog, a cat, any kind of pet, they definitely sort of influence some of your purchases or how you maintain the things that you have because they can definitely mess up stuff pretty quickly. I don't think they mean to, but if you don't have the right material, for example, on a couch, you know, a cat's claws or a dog's nails, they can just inadvertently grab hold of the fibers in that fabric and then it comes apart. So you have to think carefully about the type of fabrics that you're going to use on your upholstery. If you've already got something that you love, I hate to say it, but you got to look into some sort of protective cover. That cover comes on and off as you need it. You can wash it. You can clean it, whatever you need to do. They come in a ton of colors, tons of styles. It doesn't have to be the plastic furniture covers that my grandparents had. I feel like it was an Italian thing. They were like, oh, you got to cover it.
Yeah,
so it was clear plastic because you wanted to see it, right?
Definitely.
You know, now you can cover it and sort of give that couch a new life or change the whole decor of the room with just simple stretching and tucking. Now, if you're going to redecorate and change things around with the furniture, definitely consider those fabric options. You may even want to, if you're doing like a big renovation or even just a bath reno, think about how you can add a pet washing station into your house. This is when you and your dog head out on a rainy day. You know to come in and wipe your feet, but your dog certainly does not. Your dog wants to sit on your lap and get you all muddy and wet. But if you've got a mud room, this really is the perfect place to install this sort of pet washing station. You can get the dog in sort of a rectangular stall that's just for the pup. Spray hose in there. You can get rid of those muddy feet. It's really fantastic, and it helps so much. I mean, your kids could probably even rinse off in there if they're playing outside and they get yucky. If you want some more tips, check out pet-friendly design and decorating tips for your home at moneypit.com.
I remember as a kid, my aunt had her couch covered in the clear vinyl to protect it. I don't know if it was from kids or pets, but whenever you sat on that and you had shorts on.
It was from the guest, Tom.
Yeah. Well, whenever you sat on that, if you had shorts and you went to get up, your legs would, like, stick and you'd take the vinyl with you. It's funny how the things you remember from back then, you know?
And it hurt. And it was
awful. It did hurt.
I swear. It was just so you could see what that couch looked like. My grandparents were so proud of that couch that you had to see it and not sit on it. But if you did, you were going to stick.
Exactly. Hey, coming up next time on the Money Pit, we're going to talk about concrete patios. They might be functional, but they don't look so hot. If you'd like to update the look of your patio, we'll share tips for doing just that without having to break it up or bust it out or replace it on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Much of the eastern U.S. is in for a soggy Memorial Day weekend with below-average temperatures sweeping the central and eastern states. National Weather Service meteorologist David Ross says the Washington, D.C. area is starting off the Memorial weekend in the low 50s.
This may be the last time that we have daytime temperatures in the 50s until September or October. So I'm actually enjoying this. But this, it's not like the whole weekend's going to be like this here. Further northeast, maybe.
Severe weather conditions will extend over the plains and east coast this weekend. More parts of the nation are easing virus rules.
Massachusetts lifted its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses Saturday. In New York City and Chicago, officials reopened public beaches. Minnesota, Virginia, and New Jersey have all lifted pandemic restrictions. In the meantime, federal health officials say the nation is getting vaccinated. Leading the way, Vermont, where 70% of the population has received at least one dose. Jason Walker reporting.
A group of House Republicans have introduced a bill that would force the Biden administration to declassify intelligence related to the possibility that the coronavirus could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells the Salem Radio Network evidence has surfaced that U.S. interests were involved in developing an airborne virus in China that may have mutated into COVID-19.
There is a stream of U.S. funding, not only from Dr. Fauci's organization, but from the Defense Department, from the Department of Homeland Security, that went through intermediary organizations like the EcoHealth Alliance, run by Peter Daszak, who's the biggest voice out there throwing cold water on the lab leak hypothesis.
The new House bill would force the Director of National Intelligence to declassify any and all information relating to the issue. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Senator Todd Young of Indiana says Congress will soon pass the bipartisan Endless Frontier Act designed to help U.S. tech innovators keep pace with China.
Let history record that at this moment we stood united. We declared with solemn purpose in single voice that this is our destination.
Young says he hopes future generations will be able to look back and remember 2021 as the year Congress intervened to help U.S. tech companies compete with China.
And that a new generation of doers and dreamers pressed America on once again towards the endless frontier.
Young co-sponsors the Endless Frontier Act, a $200 billion private-public investment in high-tech innovation via the National Science Foundation. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Farmers on vast tracts of land in Australia's New South Wales are being threatened by a mouse plague.
Under a tarpaulin, large numbers of mice scatter. Just how many millions of rodents have infested the agricultural plains across the state is guesswork. At night, the floors of sheds vanish between carpets of scampering mice. Ceilings come alive with the sound of scratching. One family has blamed mice chewing electrical wires for their house burning down. Agricultural Minister Adam Marshall said this month, the state is facing an absolute economic and social crisis. However, mouse plagues historically appear from nowhere and often vanish just as fast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An automated spacecraft docked with China's new space station Sunday, carrying fuel and supplies for its future crew. It carried spacesuits, living supplies, and equipment and fuel for the station. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. As we get closer to Memorial Day and possibly a three-day weekend for everyone, a chance to reflect on those who fight our battles and fought and for our country. That's what this day is about. Also, for America, we need a reprieve. We don't want it okay from Joe Biden to have a July 4th cookout. We want a Memorial Day extravaganza, no matter how it is. Get outdoors if you can. Robert Bauer to be joining us. You know, the same guy who found the Titanic. He's got a brand new book out of all his voyages. It's called Into the Deep, a memoir of the man who found the Titanic, which is going to be great. We'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. I want to find out what your plans are, how it's going to be different from a year ago, too. Also, we have breaking news, too, about Hunter Biden. I was not expecting infrastructure, which is going to be announced right now. As we speak, Republicans are unveiling their counteroffer to the president's offer. He's way over budget, $1.7 trillion. He knocked it down to $1.4 trillion. Republicans were at $580 billion. Can you imagine? And now they're coming with their counterproposal right now. Senator Capito is giving the remarks. We'll bring you some of that. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else
anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Well, that's a little bit of a problem. Today's New York Post gets a hold of more emails found on that laptop that Hunter Biden doesn't remember if he dropped off or not. And it's going to be written by Miranda Devine, and she wrote a book about it. It's going to be out in September called Laptop from Hell, no doubt. Today, more details. In a New York Post exclusive, they found Hunter Biden brought his father to two separate dinners with shady business partners, one of which is dead, a corrupt Moscow mayor, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, you guessed it, and $3.4 million wired to his account. His dad on the invitation list, he was sitting vice president. Miranda Devine on that.
Number two.
Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right, or use the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. That's not activism.
I agree with Barack Obama, and I rarely say that. Republicans are right, and the moderate left knows their radical leftists are wrong. It could cost them and the whole Democratic Party. Yes, wokeism and cancel culture is facing such widespread backlash along the so-called moderate Joe's radical spending. He's no longer moderate when you see his programs. Dems are beginning to see a disastrous picture taking shape for 2022. We'll go inside the numbers.
Number one.
We've gotten this question about the origins, and we've been pretty vocal, right? This administration, we didn't have access. You know, China wasn't transparent enough. We have been saying that for a very long time, that China needed to provide more access to the lab.
Yeah, you think so? Karine Jean-Pierre, she's filling in for Jen Psaki. Now you care. For months, we have been pounding on the door, demanding answers on the origin of the pandemic, not buying this whole bat bought bit another animal which infected human beings story for over a year. Facebook would just destroy your account, freeze your account, or ban you if you wrote about this. We now have massive progress and defensiveness on Capitol Hill. We'll review. So the Washington Post now asking questions, citing in their lead editorial in the South China Morning Post, citing this, which is, by the way, Hong Kong published this when it was free Hong Kong, in March 2020. They cite this, or it was reported by the editor of the South China Morning Post, that they had seen government records, never made public, showing that the earliest onset of the case was November 17th, 2019. And authorities identified at least 266 people who were infected last year. All of them came under medical surveillance at some point. So instead of having one couple of cases in December, it turns out there was 266 cases in November. Those lion eyes in China. We know they're liars. We know they're stealers. They stole most of our technology. They do it all the time. Intellectual property, so to speak. We know they're in our country trying to infiltrate our educational system. Same day, yesterday, the virus lab theories, new credibility, the Wall Street Journal. Suddenly people are paying attention to what Tom Cotton told us over a year ago. That the Wuhan lab is right there. It's implausible to think that it's not indeed possible that this happened at the very least through a lab accident. And now you're paying attention. 2 days ago, Jen Psaki says the WHO is going to investigate. 2 days later, Joe Biden comes out and says, I gave my intelligence apparatus 90 days to come back with a report of the genesis of this pandemic, of the COVID-19 virus. Here is the new ruling. Cut one.
The language that you all used specifically mentioned an accident. Does that mean that you've ruled out, or the IC has ruled out, that it was deliberate or not an accident?
We haven't ruled out anything yet. Again, we're going to go through this, you know, this redoubling down of a 90-day review, and we'll have more to share.
90-day review, just like they're going to pack the courts in 90 days, remember? Big 90-day review. 2 days ago, Peter Ducey was told that's not how it works. 2 days later, we're doing a 90-day review. Cut three.
We've gotten this question about the origins, and we've been pretty vocal, right? This administration, we didn't have access. You know, China wasn't transparent enough. We have been saying that for a very long time, that China needed to provide more access to the lab, cooperate more fully with the scientific investigators, and we don't think that they have met that standard.
Oh, my goodness. You have not been vocal at all. You've been quiet about it, not even curious about it. And the people that brought it up, basically the Washington Times and New York and Fox, you've been deceptive and dismissive. So we've had Josh Rogan on about five times. He wrote the book about this, writing a book about China and the U.S. relations. It turns into a global pandemic, and he was at the cusp of this story. And he could not believe about the lack of curiosity from even the Washington Post and CNN, both of which employ him. And here's what he's saying could be done. And here's what he's saying about China in particular. Cut eight.
All these other countries are not strong enough to stand up to the Chinese government. We are, if we want to be, if we choose to be, and we're just too scared of our own politics and worried about how our tweets from March 2020 will look in the light of day if this turns out to be true, or whatever navel-gazing that the media is doing right now, trying to trip over themselves, pretending that they were objective a year ago, and now they're just learning. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares about the narrative.
So, Jai, you can see how fired up he was. Do you understand? Josh Rogan doesn't get up every day, let's say, like Tom Cotton or Lindsey Graham saying, how's Joe Biden screwing up the world? I do get up that day. I never thought I would be. I never thought he would be this bad, but that's how I get up. Not Josh Rogan. I mean, I'm sure he leans left. I don't know. But that's not what he's reporting on. Cut nine.
People care about getting to the bottom of the crisis so that we can prevent the next one. And I think if the Biden administration decided, which it has not yet decided to do, to actually lead that effort and not palm it off to the WHO, which Biden people privately admit to me they know is going to be a dead end. They know it's a fool's errand because the WHO is not set up for that. It's not because they're not nice people. It's because they don't have the power to do it. But we do. And if the Biden administration would lead, if America would lead, I assure you the rest of the world would follow.
Yes. But right now, Australia took the lead, and Australia got pounded economically in the middle of a pandemic. They had to do, well, I guess, a self-preservation move and have a watered-down report of what they knew to their neighbor, who they share the South China Sea with. So it's up to both sides to rally around this. Are we that divided we can't rally around against China? Really? That divided? By the way, this just in, the proposal Republicans put forward is worth $928 billion, almost a trillion. They started at $568 billion. You can't say Republicans aren't playing ball. What they want to do is they want to do an infrastructure bill, not elder care, not preschool, not school lunches, not health care. It has got to be infrastructure. Do those other things in another category and debate it. I digress. So the other big story is Hunter Biden's laptop, at which time we have on his emails with direct references to his dad, talking about two separate dinners being put together with international business people, many of which are dicey. This was Yelena Butrina, this Russian billionaire, and her husband were invited. Now former Moscow mayor, now dead and disgraced, Yuri Loskov was invited. There was a Kazakhstan person invited. 3 weeks later, there was another dinner, Cafe Milano, and watched 14 people were invited, and references that my dad, the sitting vice president, will be there. Burisma executives were at the first one. And guess what? Devin Archer was there. You recognize that name? That's the business partner of Hunter Biden. I think he's in jail at this point for his corrupt business practices. If you're not dead or in jail, you haven't worked with Hunter Biden. $3.5 million dropped into Rosemont Seneca. That's the organization that John Kerry's son said, count me out. I don't like how it makes my dad look. He's sitting Secretary of State. I can't do that. That did not stop Hunter Biden, who got a job on Burisma's board, famously, was getting paid $89,000 a month, $1 million a year. The minute Joe Biden left office, he got a pay cut, $41,000 a year. And hearkens this phrase, how do you live on that? More evidence that Joe Biden was lying when Joe Biden's dad, when Hunter Biden's dad came out and was asked, sadly, by only one outlet, our outlet, about what he had to do with his son's international business practices. Cut 26.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Okay. That seems to be a bold-faced lie. Tony Bobulinski, who had his reputation sullied when he came out and told the truth, told Ron Johnson everything, then Ron Johnson lost the majority in the Senate. More ramifications of that Georgia result, which put two Democratic senators representing Georgia, which is unthinkable. Tony Bobulinski says these emails do involve Hunter, yeah, and his dad. Cut 29.
I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman.
Yeah, more. Cut 30.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
Tony Bobulinski, Penn State wrestler, international business success, never has to work another day in his life, but saw something happen to his country. And I believe, I don't want to put words in his mouth, I believe he thinks the results that he's seen so far in the 4 months of the Biden administration, worse than you can imagine. What he's doing to the military, what's happening at the border, what's happening with inflation and our economy, these horrible spending proposals, what's happening with Russia and the acquiescence that gets us a summit in June 16th, the re-entry into the Iran deal, the collapse of Palestinian and Israeli coexistence as they rocket each other. All of this stuff wasn't happening under President Trump that everybody, so many people out there found unacceptable, especially on the right. Now look what you got. You have a guy that's more traditional, but his programs are radical. And we'll discuss that when we come back, how Democrats are even really realizing now that wokeism, cancel culture, is killing them. What a show. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances, from mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans. Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A devoted husband that went to beauty schools to get lessons in hair and makeup makes today's Dean's List. The 79-year-old gentleman walked into Alberta's Del Mar College of Hair and Aesthetics and told director Carrie Hanna he wanted to learn how to use the curling iron. His wife's vision was failing and she kept burning herself as a result, so he was looking for a few tips so he could do it himself. The man was paired up with a student and was taught how to operate the curling iron and to protect his wife's skin. He also asked for tips on applying her mascara. Carrie says her staff and students were so touched by his sincere wish to help his wife of over 50 years. He was showing everyone pictures of her, saying how beautiful and talented she truly is. He says her appearance has always been something she's taken pride in, and it's important to her, so therefore, it's important to him. Since his visit, both husband and wife have dropped by the college to express their gratitude, and he's been doing an excellent job. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment,
and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Angelina Jolie and Finn Little for their new thriller, Those Who Wish Me Dead, about a smoke jumper dealing with a past trauma when she meets a young boy who witnessed a murder, sending them running from two hitmen and a blazing fire.
Is that a big appeal of doing this, getting to explore a world that you might otherwise not be able to?
Absolutely. And to explore it with a director that really knows and loves this part of the world, and to get to know the firefighters, the smoke jumpers, the survivalists, the people that are in this part of America.
As for all the action included, teamwork was key.
From sitting underneath a helicopter to jumping off a fire tower with Angelina doing the stunts, it was awesome.
Angelina, for you, what was a welcome challenge, something that even you haven't done before?
Part of it was working with Finn, that usually I'm on my own when I do a lot of this kind of work, or with another adult. So to be with somebody who's younger, just to be aware of where he is at all times. But again, you know, he was so tough.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws.
That was Barack Obama, of all things. You know, he's gone way to the left since he left office, too. But liberalism's kryptonite for Dems, wokeness might just kill him. Yep, that is what is happening right now, because the New York Times is writing that story. New polls show a growing number see Biden as way too liberal. Most Democrats, 69%, say Biden is about right on the issues. 1 in 6 see him as too liberal, 16%, up from 9%. 79% of Republicans think Biden's spending is too much, compared to 42%. 77, and by the way, on the issues, on packing the court, on border security, on voter ID, you think by listening to AOC and the squad and Joe Biden, American public is for opening up the borders, for forgetting about voter ID, but they're not. 77% of Americans support getting ID before you vote. 54% say the president is spending way too much time just pushing liberal policies. Only 44% say all his spending has just trying to jumpstart the economy. These are all heading in the wrong direction. The whole wokeism thing has got the New York Times writing an editorial to try to get people's attention. Is wokeness a kryptonite for Dems? I ask you that question because maybe this whole next generation is woke, and maybe that woke philosophy will get them to the polls. It's a scary thought, but maybe they do. So here's a quote from a psychologist in the story. Wokeism is kryptonite for Dems. Why? Most people hate it, other than progressive activists. If you just look at America's policy preferences, Dems should be winning big majorities. But we have a strong negative partisanship. And when people are faced with a party that seems to want to defund the police, rename schools, like getting Abraham Lincoln's off the school, I'm not kidding, out in San Francisco, rather than open them, remember, all the ones that are shut down are in blue states like California, and like Chicago, and like New York City, all while crime is rising. Yes, defunding the police, that's a urban thing that is so unpopular, I can't put into words. It scares people like James Clyburn. And kids' welfare is falling. Remember how many kids and how your kid has been affected by wearing the mask all day. And the left flank of the party is just so easy for Republicans to run against. That according to Jonathan Haidt, who wrote the New York Times op-ed. There's nothing he said that's inaccurate. Tim Scott pointed that out. Cut 17.
But the stakeholder capitalism or the woke capitalism seems to be running amok. It just seems confusing to me that one would say, I support capitalism, but I'm doing these things that are inconsistent with the statement that I support capitalism, and that I cannot articulate a single reason why I would not support, why I oppose the law in Georgia, or why I oppose funding or financing the oil industry or manufacturers of guns.
I just jotted this down on my way up from doing Fox and Friends. On the Iran, does anybody really want to get back into that deal? Anybody? It's a terrible deal. Democrats didn't even vote for it in the Senate, but the president's trying, begging to get back in. It's embarrassing. The border, does anybody think the border's going well? Anyone buy the fact that it's Donald Trump's fault? Is anyone appalled by the fact the vice president in 60-plus days hasn't even gone there, spoken about it, held a press conference, or a face-to-face meeting in any of the nations? Now we have Romanians and Haitians emptying up at our border. We can't stop it. We don't have people, Border Patrol, resigning. Is that partisan or is that fact? What about Hamas versus Israel? How's that going? You would think that this big push on the left is Israel is the bad guy. But if over 50% of Democrats think Israel was right. And what about the hack of the pipeline in the southeast? We don't know who did it. We haven't heard a follow-up. They paid a ransom. Joe Biden did nothing. Gas has doubled. Inflation has tripled. Everything that you buy is more expensive. Please tell me the Democratic philosophy, program, bill that's working out, let alone what they're doing to our culture that has left-wing comedians like Bill Maher and Dave Chappelle alarmed. Cancel culture cannot exist for long. It's not popular. It's got to stop. Well, let Democrats keep it up. Lose everything.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Army of the Dead director Zack Snyder and cast members. The new horror action thriller features Dave Bautista leading a group of mercenaries taking on the ultimate gamble, pulling off the greatest heist during a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas. Bautista notes there's a lot included in this one.
It's so much of a roller coaster. There's so many layers in this film. There's so much going on.
The project marks a return to the zombie world for Snyder since his 2004 breakout film Dawn of the Dead. He likes diving into this world.
This movie is a chance for creating this world, you know, 100% from scratch, and I just really enjoyed just getting a chance to kind of put my spin on it all the way.
Zach has always been a fan of the genre and shared a few of his favorites.
The Danny Boyle in 28 Days Later is a pretty amazing movie. World War Z. And then I'm a fan of The Walking Dead, too.
And with the film being set in Sin City, co-star Omari Hardwick shared a favorite thing to do when visiting Las Vegas.
Hanging out in a pool in Vegas, you know, Mandalay Bay pool.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth? I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
President Biden said on Friday that April's jobs report, which displayed lower than expected job growth in the U.S., shows how the economy is struggling as a result of the pandemic. And he argued that the report is proof that his large infrastructure and spending, family support legislation are needed now more than ever. Meanwhile, Republicans are arguing this jobs report shows how President Biden's plans for the economy are not working. And many GOP lawmakers argue the enhanced unemployment benefits that are extended are discouraging people from returning to work. Political editor at National Journal, Josh Krasauer.
Look, if you see numbers that continue to underwhelm, continue to not meet expectations, this is Biden's economy. This is Biden's stimulus that's having an effect on the economy. And ultimately, if the economy doesn't grow as fast as they were expecting, he's going to face a lot of political blowback, not from Republicans, but from within his own party.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Dr. Ballard's discovery unleashed an explosion of interest in the Titanic, attracting tourists and treasure hunters to the site. According to the laws of the sea, Ballard and his team could have claimed the Titanic as their own property by removing a single artifact. They chose not to disturb the wreck.
Interesting decision there, but that's how Bob Ballard became even more famous, and he's been doing it, though, for decades, and that is going out and discovering things and helping us learn more about the oceans and the planet. Dr. Robert Ballard joins us now, author of a brand new book that is a compatible documentary on Nat Geo. It's called Into the Deep, a memoir from the man who found the Titanic. Dr. Ballard, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back. Yes, it's great to talk to you.
So what did you discover in going? It isn't just about your discoveries. This book and this documentary is about you and your personal discovery. What made this timing right to do it?
Well, you know, it was really a lot of reasons. One of them being, you know, I was a Cub Scout, a Boy Scout, an Army officer, a Naval officer, and always taught to tell the truth. And I actually had to lie when people said, who funded your search for the Titanic? Because it was really a cover for a top secret military program to look for the nuclear weapons on the USS Scorpion, which we lost during the Cold War. And I was, you know, had to keep it a secret. And so finally the military's declassified it and give me a chance to tell the truth. It's also because I'm about to embark upon a major new program to explore the 50% of America that lies beneath the sea. That'll last 10 years. And so I wanted to really wrap up a lot of things. And plus, it gave me an opportunity to sort of come out. I'm dyslexic, and most dyslexics don't talk about it. And I wanted to talk to those kids because there's 20% 40% of our population are dyslexic, and yet there's a very high suicide rate amongst dyslexics and a huge incarceration rate. So I think it's time for people to come out of the closet and be proud that they're dyslexic, because it really is a gift.
Why? Why? How is it a gift?
We see things differently. Our minds are wired completely differently than a non-dyslexic. And if you go down the right road, which I went down, I work in total darkness, so I have to form everything in my mind. I have to look at maps and charts. I can now close my eyes and completely drive around the Titanic from memory, and that's a very powerful tool when you're in my world, in the deep, where it's totally dark.
And you think that's related to dyslexia, because you have to picture words differently than you see them?
Exactly. In other words, I was inspired to become Captain Nemo, not by the book 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, but by the movie when I was 12 years old. And also remember that Walt Disney was dyslexic, and he's a vivid example of a successful story, as are so many other people. But like I say, a lot of people, it just takes them down. They're told they're stupid when they're not, and I really want to really showcase my success and tell that 20% of kids, no, you can do it.
So bring us back to one of your 157 deep sea expeditions first. So on the Titanic, so did you have an idea the Titanic was around there while you went on the other mission that you were forced to be less than candid about?
Well, I had to go on this on top secret mission first, and that was the problem. I was never the one that was supposed to find the Titanic. I was doing a program with the French, and they had sonar systems that work in the dark. They were supposed to find it. They didn't. So now here I am coming in, and wait a minute, you haven't found it yet? And I had to dream up a way. And again, my dyslexic mind began to imagine how the ship sank. And I'd learned from the Scorpion that there was a long debris field, a very long debris field. As it imploded at collapse depth, and then it fell 11,500 feet. Currents carried its debris and laid it out. It's sort of like if you wanted to go hunt for a deer in the winter, you follow the footsteps to where it's hiding. And so that's basically what this dyslexic mind did for me, is it came up with a unique way of finding it in a very short period of time. Others had months. I had a few days, and I was able to pull it off.
Do you remember the thought you had as you first saw it? Do you remember what you thought when you first zeroed in on it?
Absolutely. First, I was terrified I was going to blow my military cover. When I found it, although it was initiated by President Reagan, he was the one that said, go do it, through John Layman and then down to my boss, who was Vice Admiral Ron Thunman. And I remember being called on the carpet in the E-ring of the Pentagon when he said, Commander Ballard, your job was to look for the Titanic, not find it. And I've always gone by the axiom, never ask permission, beg forgiveness. I told him I'd never do it again. So there was that worry. But then there was, and here it was, I played college basketball, and I know the thrill of scoring that goal at the winning buzzer, and it was down to that, the final shot, and I discovered it. So naturally, we were all excited, jumping up and down, and then someone in the command center looked at the clock on the wall and said, you know, she sinks in 20 minutes. It was 2 in the morning. She sank at 2:20, and that's simple comment just grounded us, and we realized we were dancing on someone's grave, and we just, it's like a wall switch. Our behavior changed to a solemn behavior. We swore we would never take anything off the Titanic. It's like taking a shovel to Gettysburg or pulling belt buckles off the Arizona. There are certain things you just don't do at a gravesite.
And because of that, you did not own it. That wasn't your property, and it cost you millions of dollars. Therefore, other treasure hunters did, though, right?
That's okay. I tried. I went to the courts. I said, look, what's the deal? They say, well, you found it. Admiralty law says that it's yours. If you recover an object, come into court. We were going back with our submarine because we were practicing a robot to go inside the Scorpion, and we were practicing it on the Titanic. And they said, just pick up something, come on in, and we'll make you the salver of possession. I said, what's that mean? You have to remove it from the bottom of the ocean. I said, I don't want to remove it from the bottom of the ocean. We can visit now with telepresent technology. I pioneered. Someday you'll be able to sit in your house and rent a robot and explore the Titanic. So I didn't want to do it, and they said, sorry, Commander, you can't own it. And then people came in after me, and I couldn't stop them.
What did it do to your life afterwards? I mean, we got the movie, the Titanic was reborn again. For some reason, Americans just love this story. But what did it do to your life afterwards?
Well, it was a two-edged sword. I mean, I'm an academician. I caught a lot of flack. I mean, this is inappropriate. I mean, my director of my institution was totally opposed to it. This is something scientists don't do. And I said, wait a minute. You know, we're developing new exploratory technology paid for by the taxpayer, and they deserve the right to know what we're doing with their money. You know, I'm 13th generation American, but the first to go to college. So I'm the common man, and I just felt that they need to know how we're spending their money, and I thought this was a way to demonstrate the power of it. Plus, President Reagan wanted to spook the Soviets. It sure spooked them.
You did. There were other expeditions that you bring up, though. You said we have a cut here from one of your documentaries. Here's Ted Kennedy talking about how his older brother became president, was disappointed they didn't try to find him after his PT boat sank. Listen.
I remember the disappointment that he had that they hadn't come back up the Blackett Straits in order to try and find him, and that this sort of anger at that was really, I think, was something that carried him.
Did you go searching for that boat?
I did. It was a needle in a haystack for sure, because it wasn't. They're never where they people say they are. Bismarck was tough. They're all tough, you know. The Yorktown. I mean, why do you want to take on an easy one? And I'm still trying to find Amelia Earhart's airplane, but I'm going to get it next time. And so it's not uncommon for me to fail the first time. In fact, I've learned that success is on the other side of failure. You don't avoid failure. You go through it. But the only way you get through it is having the passion to get through it and get up when you get knocked down. So yeah, I take on big ones, and it's a lot of fun.
So, you know, you've had a great life, great career, but you also point out that you had to go through a divorce. You lost your 20-year-old son.
Yeah.
In the past, you have not had all success, but you've turned around and said failure is your greatest teacher. How have
it
you
is.
Dealt through with all that, and what about the decision to write about that in your book?
It was a tough decision, you know. I mean, I remember writing other books in the past that got great reviews, and they always say it was a great book, but we don't know anything about the person. And I think it was really because I discovered who I was. It was a very cathartic moment when I realized why I am the way I am and why I'm wired the way I am, and to realize how many people, my daughter was bullied through school because she was dyslexic. And, you know, it takes a lot. Bullying can really have a hard, erosive impact upon your life. And I want to tell those kids, don't let people bully you and go down a road where you ice them. I mean, there are so many success stories. Entrepreneurs, most entrepreneurs and billionaires are dyslexic.
So interesting. Bob, you know, you remind me just reading about this and also reading books on Columbus. You would have probably, if you lived in the 1490s, you would have been that explorer. Do you get that sense?
You bet. You bet. I mean, like I say, they call me an underwater cowboy. My father's family, like I say, came over from England in 1635 and started walking across the United States. I was born in Wichita, Kansas, where all oceanographers come from. But I was born 6 months after Pearl Harbor, and he moved the family and started flying with Chuck Yeager in the Mojave Desert and then settled on the Pacific Coast, and I just kept walking.
And we're all fortunate that you did. Dr. Robert Ballard, author of a brand new book, Into the Deep, a memoir of the man who found the Titanic. And we also have a documentary coming out looking at your incredible career. And I know we're going to have you on Fox and Friends soon, too. So, Bob, it's been great talking to you. I appreciate it.
Roger that, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, congratulations on everything, and I know the best is yet to come, Bob Ballard. Meanwhile, when we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're covering kind of a breaking story. Republicans, instead of saying, Joe Biden, I don't want to do business with you. Your infrastructure bill does not contain much infrastructure. You don't want to do a deal. They instead came back with a counterproposal to the counterproposal. What it said? And what might the Democratic reaction be? Right after this.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you been putting off life insurance for a while? With the long application process, medical exams, and blood tests, it's no wonder you put it off. It can seem so confusing, expensive, and time-consuming. But Ethos is a new way to buy life insurance. Ethos is built with you in mind. Instead of a medical exam, you only have to answer a few health questions. Our application is 100% online and can be done in about 10 minutes. You might even get same-day coverage. At Ethos, we match you with the right policy and the right price from top-rated carriers, with no medical exams and no blood tests. Now you can spend less time sorting through confusing paperwork and more time with the loved ones you want to protect. Go to ethoslife.com today to apply in minutes. That's ethoslife.com. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in some states as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances, from mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans. Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Delaware State University makes the Dean's List for helping graduates with their student debt. Antonio Boyle is the Vice President for Strategic Enrollment Management and estimates that the average eligible student will qualify for about $3,276 in debt relief, or roughly a third of the year's tuition. This will help more than 220 graduates, removing any delay in receiving their diploma. The funds necessary to cancel the student debt became available through the federal government's American Rescue Plan for COVID-19 relief. University President Tony Allen says students just come there for a quality college experience. Most are trying to change the economic trajectory of their lives for themselves, their families, and their communities. And their responsibility as a school is to do everything they can to put their students on the path. Dr. Allen says great universities have to go a step beyond the ordinary. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with singer, actor, model, F9 star Tyrese Gibson, who was revealed as the Masked Singer's Robopine. And talk about commitment to the role. It was all part of Gibson's keep them guessing strategy because he says he's already an open book.
I said, if you throw any of these obvious clues out there, people are going to figure it out. So I said, I'm 60 years old from Costa Rica.
Gibson is excited to have this experience to share with his daughters.
I'm at a place right now in my career where I just hope that I can do something cool and interesting that would kind of make me a cool dad.
And there's another takeaway from Robopine.
I will never go to any theme park ever and look at, you know, people wearing costumes and not have type of empathy for them.
Plus, he says it's a very different performance stage to get used to.
I'm used to 30,000 plus people. I'm not used to singing and being judged.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What we are looking at today is a $928 billion package over 8 years. It sticks to the core infrastructure features that we talked to initially. It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement. And we've heard him say inaction is not an option for him. We've now passed two of the smaller, and actually the surface transportation hasn't gone out of the full Senate yet, but it is a major anchor to this piece of legislation. And so I think that shows that there's a real hunger for bipartisanship in the United States Senate. There's a real ability to achieve that, and we're hoping that this moves the ball forward.
So after cutting $500 billion, but really moving it over to another bill, Joe Biden says, look, I'm showing you that I'm flexible, I'm pliable, I can offer 1.7 or 1.4. Republicans were at $568 billion. They just went up to $923 billion. And here's the difference. I'll just give you an idea of what they pledged. Public transit systems, $98 billion. Passenger and freight, $46 billion. Safety, $21 billion. Ports and waterways, $22 billion. Airports, $56 billion. Western water storage, $22 billion. Water infrastructure, $72 billion. Broadband, $65 billion. Infrastructure financing, $20 billion. The big question is, how do you pay for it? And what are you going to do with people who say human infrastructure should be part of this? Elder care, free lunches for kids, school lunches, and free preschool. And what about free college? Here's what Pat Toomey said at the outgoing, I'm not going to run for re-election, Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, but real good with numbers.
I just want to stress a couple of quick points, and one of them is the consistency with which we have communicated how we think about this to President Biden and his team, and that includes this group of senators, it includes Leader McConnell. And that consistency I'm alluding to is the fact that we want to focus on actual infrastructure, right? The platforms and services that move people and goods and services through our economy. That's what people understand to be infrastructure, and we can reach an agreement if we focus on those items. The second thing that we've been very, very clear on every single time we've had a discussion is that we're not raising taxes.
Not, and that means good, forget about raising the taxes on corporate America and upper class America. It's not going to happen. Is it 37%? He thinks that's enough. You see these states jacking up taxes anyway, like New York and California. Meanwhile, I think this is really strong. I mean, when you almost pledge $1 trillion, come on. You can't say you don't want a deal. And I don't think Joe Biden has the votes with his Democratic senators. I'm telling you, they want the SALT tax raise. Essentially, that's an acronym that says you should be able to write off your state taxes, which makes it more reasonable to stay in New York, California, and Illinois, because at least, well, I'm paying a lot of money, but at least I can write it off. Donald Trump got rid of that, made Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, places like that, more family-friendly. Karl Rove says a deal could get done. You're seeing that they are doing a deal. They are moving the ball, and it's legitimate infrastructure. If I'm President Biden, I'm 78 years old, you say you're a moderate, if you want to any hope of holding on to the House and Senate in 2022, do a deal. I mean, do a deal. This is what I gave up. This is what I got. That's the type of thing that could bring people together. What do you think? 1-866-408-7669. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Well, we're looking at a second surge. It seems 7 million under lockdown in Australia. And what's happening in Japan? So bad and so worried are people in Japan. They don't want the Olympics. Already postponed a year, the Tokyo Olympics are very much in jeopardy. Joe Biden says he reiterated his support for Japan's intention to host the Games, but a new wave of coronavirus in Japan led the U.S. State Department to issue a warning on traveling there. We'll see how this goes. Evidently, there's 100,000 people over the last 28 days have gotten the virus. I can't believe they haven't done a better job getting the vaccine out there. Next, Otto Wambier's mom pleads with the judge to stop Biden's White House extradition of a North Korea man named Christopher Han. He faces extradition to Spain as a member of the groups advocating freedom for North Korea. And I think this is a huge problem. Cindy Wambier, whose son Otto was killed by that horrible regime, says our government have failed us. They told us to keep quiet. They told us Otto would be home soon. No one ever stands up to North Korea. I am standing up to North Korea. I am standing up for Chris Han, a good man. North Korea will kill Chris if he's extradited. Evidently, Han faces extradition. He came out against the government. The Biden administration continues to press a request by Spanish authorities to send him back to Madrid to face charges. And next, one more. A tenure for the 1619 creator. The project founder, Nicole Hannah-Jones, is very much in jeopardy at UNC Chapel Hill. The trustee there told News and Observer that he received a resubmission for the university's appointments. This doesn't guarantee that there'll be a vote. It's unclear whether she'll get tenure. The problem is her qualifications aren't great. Campus State and National groups have rallied in favor of Hannah Jones MacArthur and MacArthur Genius Grant winner, who won a Pulitzer for her 1619 project. And many states have adopted that as their curriculum, which is flat out wrong for America, wrong for an academic institution. The project explores the legacy and history of Black Americans. It says America started in 1619, not 1776, which is flat out wrong. Come on, UNC, stand strong. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, order any of my books, including Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the truth about the Alamo, not the stuff you've been reading about in Texas, which, believe it or not, is controversial. With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs, the other was to play 20 years, and the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. More U.S. cities and states are shrugging off lingering COVID-19 restrictions as vaccination rates rise and the number of infections falls. Massachusetts lifted a mask requirement Saturday, the day after New Jersey dropped its mandate, and New York City and Chicago officials reopened public beaches. The Department of Homeland Security, meanwhile, is clarifying a statement that the DHS secretary made about vaccine passports.
During a TV interview on Friday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said his agency was taking a very close look at the possibility of vaccine passports. The statement was in direct contrast to what the White House had been saying. DHS later sought to clarify the secretary's remarks, saying there won't be any federal vaccination database nor any mandate that requires people to get a single vaccination credential. It said there are no plans for anything like a U.S. passport. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic control of Congress will be on the line next year as Republicans look to claw their way back into power after a disappointing 2020 election that cost them the White House and their Senate majority.
But despite the conventional wisdom that a party of a new president tends to lose ground in the midterms, Senate Democrats are staring down several defensive opportunities in 2022 as they look to expand their ultra-narrow majority in the upper chamber. Still, the GOP has picked up opportunities of its own, especially in states that Democrats only managed to win recently. Among the nine Senate seats up for grabs are Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Missouri, and Nevada. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities responded to a Pittsburgh shopping mall Saturday where shoppers were sent running for their lives after shots were fired. Though no one was hit, two people were detained in connection with the incident at Ross Park Mall, which was packed with shoppers, as stores were having Memorial Day sales. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are plummeting across the continent after Europe led the world in new cases last fall and winter in waves that cost hundreds of thousands of lives.
Now vaccination rates are accelerating across Europe, and with them the promise of summer vacations on Ibiza, Crete or Corsica. There are hopes for a rebirth of a tourism industry that in Spain and Italy alone accounts for 13% of gross domestic product, but was wiped out by the pandemic. Europe saw the largest decline in new COVID-19 infections and deaths this week compared with any other region. According to the World Health Organization and European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, about 44% of adults had received at least one dose of vaccine. I'm Zaria Shakli.
An automated spacecraft docked with China's new space station Sunday, carrying fuel and supplies for its future crew. This is townhall.com. College sports as we know it is about to undergo a major change if some Democrats have their way.
For the first time, Democrat-backed bills have been introduced in the House and Senate that would allow college students to organize under the National Labor Relations Act. One supporter, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, told USA Today the NCAA has long denied its players economic and bargaining rights while treating them like commodities. The move is opposed by the NCAA and other athletic associations. Some fans fear unionizing may cause college athletics to lose the qualities that make it distinguishable from professional sports. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Jordan Spieth continues to hold a one-stroke lead over Jason Kokrak through three rounds at the Colonial in Fort Worth. Spieth had his second consecutive round of 466 to get to 15 under at the Charles Schwab Challenge. His final drive Saturday landed in thick grass, but he ended up getting a birdie. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Miranda Devine from the New York Post will be joining us shortly. She is all over the Hunter Biden story, many stories, including Anthony Fauci's phoniness. But Miranda has got a book coming out in September about the laptop from hell, which is produced. Maybe for me it's new and you it's new, not for her, but just more evidence that Hunter Biden was setting up impactful meetings with international business people, with a sitting vice president who happened to be his dad. And it revolved around the Ukraine. And one was was a Burisma executive, and Devin Archer, his now, I believe, in prison partner, Hunter Biden. Don't focus on his crack use. Focus on what he was doing with his dad, for his dad, and for his own wallet. So we'll do that. Glenn Lowry will be joining us, too. He's the esteemed Merton P. Stoltz Professor of Social Science and Professor of Economics at Brown University, a self-made success story, African-American, with a different view on race in America today that you might be hearing lately, and you don't hear on BLM doctrine or parades. And then we'll do a simulcast on Varney & Company. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Why discuss when you're actually at the dinner? The gift that keeps on giving, Hunter's laptop, a New York Post exclusive. They found Hunter's bought his dad to two separate dinners when he was vice president, shady business partners and would-be partners, $3.5 million changing hands. And, yes, Burisma executives are there, and Miranda Devine is here.
Number two.
Like, if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. That's not activism.
Barack Obama trying to alert the left that they're in trouble with this whole wokeism, this whole politically correct cancel culture. That was him in 2019. Now polls say he was 100% right. Moderates are left out cold. Radical leftists are taking over that party. And polls show America doesn't want it. Wokeness and cancel culture facing widespread backlash. Democrats are responsible. And James Carville warned about it, too. We'll go inside the numbers.
Number one.
We've gotten this question about the origins, and we've been pretty vocal, right? This administration, we didn't have access. You know, China wasn't transparent enough. We have been saying that for a very long time, that China needed to provide more access to the lab.
Karine Jean-Pierre, filling in for Jen Psaki yesterday. Now you care. For months, we've been pounding on the door demanding answers on the origin of the pandemic. Anthony Fauci actually shelved it. And there's stories where he would just go out, flat out, and contradict President Trump on this. Now his defensiveness is apparent. His role might be transparent soon. And let's bring in Miranda Devine. Miranda, are you surprised? We now have the Wall Street Journal, and we have the Washington Post, and other outlets saying, well, on second thought, maybe there is, including President Biden in 2 days, maybe there is some merit to the Wuhan lab having an accident causing this pandemic. Miranda? Oh, we just lost it.
More than a year. I'm back.
Okay.
Look, Brian, it's insane because, you know, for more than a year, we've had the great and the good telling us that the lab leak theory is implausible. It's a conspiracy theory. It's debunked is their favorite one. This is the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. You know, you're laughed at if you mention it, even though reputable scientists were saying, well, it's the most plausible reason for the outbreak because it was the virus was so fully evolved to infect humans straight out of the box, whereas normally if it comes out of a bat, it'll take some time to evolve to be optimized for the human body. So there were a lot of reasons that reputable virologists were saying this looks like it could have been manufactured in a lab or juiced up in a lab. And you know, the fact that Anthony Fauci and Dr. Peter Daszak, who's from that New York nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance, which got funding from Anthony Fauci's outfit, which they then funneled over with the you know, the express permission of the NIH, they funneled it over to the Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. And the Chinese have covered up. The World Health Organization, which is beholden to the Chinese and has been lying from the start and is completely lacking credibility, they also were letting the Chinese off the hook. But there is no excuse for the American media to have covered up the China and poo-pooed those people in conservative media who were very quick off the mark. I mean, I remember Bill Gertz in the Washington Times back, I think, in January was saying, talking about the lab leak theory, writing about it. But that was just all dismissed. And we lost valuable time. You know, it's like when there's a crime scene and you don't immediately go and investigate it, you lose clues. And we've let the Chinese have all this time to cover up.
Yeah, it's a joke. By the way, Senator Cotton brought it up in February, even on this show. So here's the headline I see from CNN.com. Anthony Fauci just crushed Donald Trump's theory on the coronavirus coming from a lab in Wuhan. That was a headline on May 5th, a year ago today. That's Chris Caliza. Don't tell me these men and women didn't have an agenda just being anti-Trump. Listen to the exchange. Now, I don't want to hear any softball interviews with Anthony Fauci again. Don't tell me where I can stand in a sports bar. Don't tell me what I have to wear to go shopping or why my kids can't go to school. I want real questions. Listen to this exchange with Senator Kennedy. Cut six.
You didn't give any money to the Wuhan lab to conduct gain-of-function research. Is that right?
That is correct.
How do you know they didn't lie to you?
Excuse me, sir?
How do you know they didn't lie to you and use the money for gain-of-function research anyway?
Well, we've seen the results of the experiments that were done and that were published and that the viruses that they studied are on public databases now. So none of that was gain-of-function. So
how do you know they didn't do the research and not put it on their website?
There's no way of guaranteeing that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's called a follow-up question. Nobody follows up with this guy, except for they want to marginalize Rand Paul for coming back at him. I'm watching MSNBC, and they're saying it's a QAnon theory that Rand Paul has.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible, isn't it? Rand Paul was fantastic a couple of weeks ago when he questioned Anthony Fauci because he didn't back off. And Dr. Fauci has a very sort of skillful, almost Columbo-esque way of deflecting questions. And he seems so, you know, honest and sort of, you know, politely outraged that you'd be questioning his honor. But he told Rand Paul that the NIH had never funded gain-of-function research and at the Wuhan Institute. But we know that there was money, and he then admitted, like a few hours later when he was in another one of his media outings, he was obviously rattled by Rand Paul's very aggressive questioning. So he actually did admit, as a sort of inoculation of himself, that, well, yes, they had, you know, funded a tiny bit of funding for, you know, a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant. So, you know, that's being a little bit pregnant.
So let's talk about Hunter Biden. You're doing a book on it, and there's more emails that appear in the New York Post today. Hunter Biden putting together two dinner parties, one of which is at Cafe Milano with Russian billionaires, with the mayor, former disgraced mayor of Moscow, Kazakhstan higher-ups, Burisma executives. And guess who was there, according to the emails? Joe Biden. Are we to believe they're authentic?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are emails. These are Hunter Biden's emails between him and his business partners, and talking about the guest list and who they were inviting, and that Joe was coming along, and then thank you emails afterwards from, you know, his Burisma benefactor from the company, that corrupt energy company in Ukraine that was paying Hunter $83,000 plus a month to sit on its board. Thank you letters from them saying, oh, great to meet your father. Really, you know, thanks for the opportunity. And you had the Kazakhstan Prime Minister of the time who was there. Also, an oligarch from Kazakhstan was there. It was from three countries, from Russia, from Ukraine, and from Kazakhstan, that Hunter was doing business and profiting from. And his father, Joe Biden, who swore blind that he had nothing to do, knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas when he was vice president, and Hunter was, you know, coming up behind him in all the countries that Joe Biden was in charge of for the Obama administration. And Hunter Biden's just there scooping up money from people, blatant influence peddling.
So, and yet
Joe Biden says he knows nothing about it.
And his follow-up question on his book tour was, yeah, I don't remember if that's my email. It beats me. I don't remember dropping it off and blaming it on drug use. But the big story, Miranda, as you know, is not what a crackhead Hunter Biden is. And what a liar he is. It is about what his dad, everyone can relate to addiction, sadly, whatever you think about it. But that's a distraction. It's what it, was his dad profiting from it? And you know, Tony Bobulinski made it clear that there was no doubt that Joe Biden knew exactly what's going on. And he doesn't care if you believe him or not. Listen, cut 29.
I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10%. Held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman.
So there's been a lack of curiosity here. Is this going to pick up more steam, do you think?
Well, it certainly should. There is so much on the laptop that, you know, you piece it all together, plus the jigsaw puzzle with the Tony Bobulinski, the contents of his three phones, which I also have, which he's handed over to the FBI, plus you have, other information from Bevan Cooney, which has been provided to Peter Schweitzer and other journalists. And then on top of that, so that's three points of light. There's another point of light, which is the Senate, the Johnson-Grassley Senate inquiry, and their very thorough report, which included, they had access to transactions, suspicious transactions flagged by the Treasury, foreign transactions that came into the country and that went into bank accounts of companies associated with Hunter Biden and his business partners, including $3.5 million from the widow of the ex-mayor of Moscow, a corrupt ex-mayor, who was at the dinner with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden at Cafe Milano in 2015 when Joe Biden was vice president.
It's just crazy. And I have not seen the laptop. I've seen a piecemeal. You've seen it all, right? Is there any doubt in some of these? Did you look at some of these and say, well, I got to cast this aside. This doesn't seem authentic.
No. It's like I've got your laptop. Like, it's everything in it. It's not like someone's hacked into it and added things. It is a laptop with all your personal information, all your emails or your text messages or your photographs, your notes, your voice memos, your business documents, you know, thousands and thousands of documents. I mean, it takes a long time to get through it all and figure out what's what. But it's authentic. It's been proven as authentic. We did a lot of due diligence. We've had cyber experts look at it. It's his laptop, and he pretty much admitted it when he was doing his book tour, where he said, it certainly could be his laptop. Oh, you know, but he can't remember dropping it off. Like, well, I mean, that could be true because he was pretty out of it at that time. And of course, after that, he left the East Coast and hightailed it back to California.
And, of course, he got a hooker pregnant, I think, somewhere along the way. And
A stripper, to be fair.
A stripper, my fault.
Yeah.
And then when they wanted to sue to get custody, he would have to turn over his bank records, and he quickly settled, right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, that's pretty terrible that he refused paternity and then had to be dragged into court, had a DNA test, and it was proven that that was his child. But the worst part about it was in his memoir, he talks about having, you know, four children, which is his three daughters to his first wife and his new little baby boy to this new wife. And he doesn't mention that he has another child, a two-year-old girl who's living somewhere in Arkansas, that he doesn't even acknowledge. He just pretends that it was a fleeting, moment, assignation with this stripper from this club that he can't even remember, which is not true, because on the website you can see that he has had a several month relationship with this woman. He was smuggling her into the back door of his office in DC, and he knew all about her because he wrote an angry letter to the building managers in that office who were saying you can't use the back door after hours because we've got embassies in this building and it's a security problem. He got very up in arms about that and wrote them this very long, high dudgeon letter saying, oh, the woman that I've let in is, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
He's a mess. I can't wait for this book. And everyone, check out the New York Post today. Brandon Devine, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
1-866, you got it. 1-866-408-7669. Your calls, then Glenn Lowry coming your way, then Stuart Varney. What an hour.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you been putting off life insurance for a while? With the long application process, medical exams, and blood tests, it's no wonder you put it off. It can seem so confusing, expensive, and time-consuming. But Ethos is a new way to buy life insurance. Ethos is built with you in mind. Instead of a medical exam, you only have to answer a few health questions. Our application is 100% online and can be done in about 10 minutes. You might even get same-day coverage. At Ethos, we match you with the right policy and the right price from top-rated carriers, with no medical exams and no blood tests. Now you can spend less time sorting through confusing paperwork and more time with the loved ones you want to protect. Go to ethoslife.com today to apply in minutes. That's ethoslife.com. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in some states as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The growing movements of social justice and critical race theory are raising concerns with at least one theologian who says these ideologies are incompatible with biblical Christianity. Dr. Vodi Balcom.
Social justice is not about the outworking of biblical justice within the social realm. Social justice is rooted in these ideas of equity, not equality.
Balcom is the dean of theology at African Christian University in Lusaka, Zambia. He is a bit of an enigma, raised by a single mother in the gang and drug-infested neighborhood of Watts in Los Angeles. Balcom was steeped in his black identity, played college football, and considered an NFL career. Malcolm X was his hero until he met Jesus Christ. His new book, Fault Lines, is a warning to evangelicals to embrace Christ first, then address the sin of racism.
I wrote this book, and I deal with these issues because I love the body of Christ, I love the people of God, I love my country, and I believe that there is a real threat.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. When it came to plastic surgery in 2020, it seemed people sitting around more because of the pandemic realized they needed a more comfy seat. Butt implants, representing the largest year-over-year increase of surgeries, jumping 22%. This, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons 2020 National Plastic Surgery Statistics. Breast implant removals were second, increasing 8%, and pectoral implants coming in with the third largest increase at 5%. Hair transplants saw the biggest decrease, down 60%. Then there's the cosmetic, minimally invasive procedures. No categories saw an increase, just decreases. Non-surgical skin tightening went down the most, 44% lower, followed by chemical peels and hair removal at 33% and 28% respectively. As for reconstructive procedures, the most common was maxillofacial surgery, which is surgery on the mouth and its connecting regions. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What we are looking at today is a $928 billion package over 8 years. It sticks to the core infrastructure features that we talked to initially. It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement. And we've heard him say inaction is not an option for him. We've now passed two of the smaller, and actually the surface transportation hasn't gone out of the full Senate yet, but it is a major anchor to this piece of legislation. And so I think that shows that there's a real hunger for bipartisanship in the United States Senate. There's a real ability to achieve that, and we're hoping that this moves the ball forward.
Yeah, and we'll see. That's a $928 billion proposal. That was from the Republicans, a counterproposal to the $1.4 trillion that the Joe Biden administration put forward. Now, remember, Republicans started at $568 billion, but they want infrastructure. Allocated in this is billions for public transportation, freight and rail, passenger rails, safety. I'm not sure what that means, but port and waterways, airports, Western water storage, water infrastructure, broadband infrastructure, and as well as financing. But they're not going to put in elder care. They're not going to put in preschool for all. They're not going to put in junior college for all. They're not going to put in school lunches. They're not going to do this thing called human capital and subscribe to the whole green technology. And add to this, they're not going to raise taxes. So if that's a no-go, President Biden, I got news for you. You could say no, but you don't have the Democratic Party behind you holistically. So I don't even think you have 50 votes. Do a deal. Help the country.
To Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Fox
Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
So it seemed to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A six-year-old from California whose dream to become a UPS driver makes today's Dean's List. Matteo Toscano was diagnosed with leukemia in 2017 and says he's always wanted to wear that famous brown suit to deliver packages, so thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and UPS, he was able to do it. Matteo was given his very own license and became one of the delivery drivers he so desperately wanted to be as he watched his hero through the windows of his home while getting chemo over the last 4 years. According to his mom, Cynthia, it was his first big adventure outdoors since being diagnosed. His weakened immune system kept him inside, but over those long months, he loved watching the delivery drivers, and he'd wave at them through the window. Matteo says there were so many people excited to see him and meet him. Thanks to all those who helped make Matteo's dream come true. His smile says it all. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But the stakeholder capitalism or the woke capitalism seems to be running amok. It just seems confusing to me that one would say I support capitalism, but I'm doing these things that are inconsistent with the statement that I support capitalism, and that I cannot articulate a single reason why I would not support, why I oppose the law in Georgia, or why I oppose funding or financing the oil industry or manufacturers of guns.
That was Tim Scott going over what's happening with the Georgia law, voting law, and everyone said it was I guess it was, you know, the Jim Crow. We're revisiting Jim Crow. Not just everyone. The President of the United States said that. Is that true? When people ask for ID, that means you don't like minorities? I don't know. Let's talk to Glenn Lowry about that. He's the Merton P. Stoltz Professor of Social Sciences, Professor of Economics at Brown University, a self-made success story, and host of the very successful podcast, The Glenn Show. Professor, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian. Good to be with you.
Well, we're talking so much about race today. Does this remind you of any other time in our history?
Well, it is a unique time, that's for sure. We may have been talking more about race in the 1960s, the long hot summers, at the height of the civil rights movement, the radical Black Panthers, the assassinations, the burning cities. But we're talking about it quite a bit now, and more so than in the last 20 years, I'd say, at least.
Well, and here you are at this, the highest the level, you would argue, in the career you picked, teaching at with a prestigious position at an Ivy League school. Just to give people an idea of your background, father of five, proud grandfather of six. Were you born with a silver spoon in your mouth, Professor?
No, sir. Although we weren't impoverished, we were a working-class Black family in Chicago. There were a few college graduates around, but most people were blue collar or small shopkeepers or working at the steel mill or the stockyards or whatever. I wouldn't say that we were poor, but Silver Spoon was a long way
right
away from anything I knew anything about.
So you get out of high school. What did you do?
Well, my girlfriend, Charlene, became pregnant. We married. We had two kids. I dropped out of school. Started working at a printing plant. I found my way back to a community college at night. One thing led to another, and I ended up a scholarship student at Northwestern University with a midnight to 8 a.m. job and a family, young wife and two kids. And from there, I got a scholarship, went to MIT to study economics. I had some talent. I got my Ph.D. and began an academic career. But, I pulled myself up, as it were, by my bootstraps with the help of support of people and institutions. I had opportunities. I took the best advantage of them that I could.
And do you feel as though, did you hit racism along the way?
You growing up in Chicago in the 1950s and 60s, and you asked me, did I hit racism? Of course I hit racism. Racism was a part of the American, the warp and woof of American life, but I did not let it define me, and I did not let it keep me from taking advantage of the tremendous opportunities that I had growing up in this country. It wasn't perfect, but definitely there was an opportunity, and I tried to take advantage of it.
And how did you work your way through it? Why didn't it stop you and say, well, you know, this country's just not fair?
I don't even know where to begin to answer that argument. I suppose it could have, and I worry that too many young Black kids today are feeling stifled precisely because of that kind of rhetoric. Life is not fair. There was no promise anywhere that everything was going to be fair. But if you put one foot in front of the other and you're in the United States of America, where the streets are practically paved with gold, there's nothing that you can't do. That's the story of this country, not just for Black people, but for all of the various strands, people who have come and made their lives here. Open society, wealthy, dynamic, prosperous, and so on. So it would have been a shame, wouldn't it, if I had allowed the barriers of racism to lead me into thinking that there was nothing to be done.
Yeah, it seems like you doubled down. The more you were pushed, the more it seems like you just worked twice as hard, and now you reach the top of your profession. You know, as I study Frederick Douglass, I mean, obviously racism there, as he comes up, he was a slave. And along the way, he has people inspire him. He notices this abolitionist movement around him. He meets, Lloyd Garrison. He meets Gerrit Smith. And then he's inspired by John Brown. And along the way, he actually helps convert Abraham Lincoln to think beyond his age. There was just a series of successes along the way. Do you worry that we've lost that mindset in America and we've seemed to be our own worst enemy?
I'm worried about the narrative that's evolving amongst the most critical race theory influenced woke writers and commentators. I do worry about that. I do want to say here, though, Brian, if I can, that, yep, you know, the Horatio Alger, not everybody is going to have the luck and the talent and whatnot that I have. And, you know, I'm not going to say that everybody can be Glenn Lowry, but you can finish high school. You can marry the girl you got pregnant or the guy that you got pregnant with. You can learn a trade. You can work. You can stay out of trouble with the law. You can pretty much respect your body and your spirit by not putting stuff into it that's poison. These are choices that people have, and everybody can make those choices. So I don't want my story to stand as what anybody can do, but I think we can all do better if we apply ourselves systematically and if we hold ourselves accountable.
And depending on what you want to achieve, some people want an academic career. Some people want an athletic career. Some people want to be, sure, a cop and in 20 years retire, and that's great. But it's my feeling is you just got to take responsibility for your own life, one way or another, and then just try to make things better along the way. But now you have this critical race theory that's, I think, infecting all of society. And I thought it was noteworthy that now they're having companies kind of put that as part of their curriculum. I saw that last night, in fact, that was it was brought up, too. I think it was on Tucker's show that they're at one of these defense firms, they're saying you got to go take critical race theory and see how biased you are as a white person towards black people. Is there anything about that that concerns you? In fact, here's Christopher Ruffo talking about this, Cut 23.
This is a long-standing training program. Actually, 8,000 Lockheed Martin executives and employees have been through race re-education programs. And this one was particularly galling. They had these executives go through these exercises where they said that being a white male was analogous to being a KKK member, to being in the Aryan Nation. They also said that, you know, kind of funny way, white men can't jump. And all of these slurs and stereotypes about their own origins. And they take it through a series of exercises where they had to review 156 white male privilege statements, apologizing for their race, apologizing for their sex, apologizing for their orientation.
I'm hearing this, the variations of this all around. Have you?
Yeah. And I read, I think it was Chris Ruffo's piece in City Journal about Disney. Even had some documentation. I hope I got that right. But
they,
in
backed,
case,
off.
It's
they
all,
backed off on that. But go ahead.
They backed off. Yeah, it's all over. It's everywhere. These people, mark my words, are overplaying their hand. They are inviting the backlash that they're getting, and it's a way across the board. People are not going to put up with this. They are essentializing race. They're obsessed with race. And when they go around presuming that every white employee is carrying some kind of privilege and is reflecting some kind of bias, and people are made to jump through these hoops, they're not going to stand for it. So I predict that we're going to see a change in the narrative here, because the liberals have coddled them. I'm talking about here are the anti-racist activists who want to root out white racists from every organization and every aspect of American life. It reminds me of McCarthyism. It's as if they were hunting for communists who were disloyal to the United States of America. But no, they're hunting for people who don't know the right word to say, who ask whether or not affirmative action is leading to unqualified people getting positions that they can't handle, who simply want to be themselves. And they're accusing them of being racist for simply wanting to be themselves. And it's not going to hold. That's my considered opinion about it. And neither should it hold.
And what about these Jim Crow laws? That's how Joe Biden described what's happening in Georgia. Listen.
At a time when the pandemic and the economic crisis continue to devastate black communities, at a time when the cry for justice, 400 years in the making, is ringing out across our nation, at a time when parts of our country are backsliding into the days of Jim Crow, passing laws that harken back to the era of poll taxes. But you're fighting. You're fighting for the soul of America.
Really? I read that law. I couldn't believe what he was talking about as opposed to what it is.
This is the Democrats' big lie. This is all about politics. They're trying to drive black people to the polls to vote Democratic because the party, the Democratic Party, really doesn't have a viable electoral strategy without 90% of blacks voting for them. Asking a voter to present an identification may be a good idea, maybe a bad idea. I happen to think it's a good idea, but you know, you can argue about whether it's a good idea or not to have 3 weeks or 6 weeks of early voting, to have signature qualifications be one thing or another. Those are legitimate questions to argue about.
But it's not Jim Crow,
asking
Professor.
Jim Crow?
Thanks.
Jim Crow?
Professor, thanks so much. You're the best.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne, CPA, went MIA.
No.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances, from mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans. Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter, called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Barney & Company with Stuart Barney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Just finishing up here. It was great talking to the professor about a different perspective in an Ivy League institution, African-American professor born in the inner city of Chicago, who has a different view, a concerning view on racism in America, and he thinks it's way out of control and there's going to be a big backlash. But right now we're going to be joining Stuart Varney on FBN. We always do this simulcast.
So let's listen. Right now, and that means it's time for Brian Kilmeade. Kilmeade, I've got to talk to you about this ridiculous, this reversal. We are now going to investigate and have a look at the Wuhan lab. The only reason we've wasted a year, not gotten to it in a year, is because the media really wanted to say that Trump was totally wrong when he said China was responsible. That's the reason why we've delayed for this whole year. What do you got to say?
Well, I mean, I was sharing, we share audiences now, but I was looking at your show during one of my breaks, and I saw what Chris Caliza wrote about a year ago, basically saying Fauci slaps down Donald Trump for bringing up this theory. Facebook, we know, banned you or iced you out should you post anything about the Wuhan virus coming out of a lab accident, even though the whole thing came from Wuhan. I never heard of a bad virus. Most of Americans didn't. And then you find out 2 days ago, Jen Psaki says, you don't understand how this works. Investigations is done by the WHO, and they're done by international researchers, not by us. That's not the way it works. 2 days later, Jen Psaki's on vacation, and we find out we're going to be looking at it, and I gave it to my intelligence agency. President Biden said they got 90 days to give me a report. How does this happen? It's the Anthony Fauci way of doing things, Stuart Varney, and you could run with this if you want, and it's your option. You know, there's no licensing agreement, but it's Anthony Fauci comes out with these statements. Like, for example, it's not going to be a problem here, the pandemic. It was. We don't need to wear masks, a false sense of security. We need to wear masks. You need to wipe down all surfaces. Oh, you can't get it from a surface. Kids can't get it. Well, kids have to wear masks. We don't know that. He never acknowledges when he's wrong. He just moves on and says, what do you mean I said something else? Now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to pretend as if Anthony Fauci was not having his organization provide grants to the Wuhan lab. Upon further review questioning yesterday, yeah, I was. Were they doing some risky research? No. Well, could they do it and I told you? Yes, they could be lying to us. Everything that we asked, we're told we're crazy for bringing up, has turned out to be true. But there's never an acknowledgement that they were wrong.
Never. There never will be either. Ever. Never. There's something good may come out of this, though. The Republicans are saying, hey, look, China, if you don't come clean, if you're not completely transparent, we will think about putting sanctions on China. And there is a demand that we see Americans, ordinary Americans, see the intelligence reports which linked the virus with the Wuhan lab. So something's good's going to come out of this, but it will be a major leagues confrontation with China. How do you think it's going to go, Brian?
Well, first off, foundationally, I think this could be where Democrats and Republicans are together. You know, it happened during the Republican administration. It continues under the Democratic administration. It didn't start here, and it started in China. Can we agree that China is our number one economic and military foe? The answer is yes. Can we agree that Australia was the first country with the courage to stand up to China? And can we agree that they were left alone and they were forced to pay a price on wine and goods in terms of tariffs? And we did nothing and they've ended up producing in the middle of a pandemic a watered-down report? Can we agree that if anyone's going to take on China and unify the world behind us, it is America? And this is an opportunity to stand and have Republicans behind you, not just in infrastructure, which is a possibility now, but around you. You could actually get a lot of support among Republicans to stand up to China. And guess what? It's in our best interest because they are comprehensively trying to take us down. They're in our schools. They're in Washington. They're lobbying. They are stealing our technology. We have to have a major push to separate. And this could be the goal point. We could if we had real leadership in the White House. You have an opportunity, Joe Biden, at the age of 78 years old, to finally get it right.
Well, Brian, one of these days you'll let us know how you really feel about things. You certainly did today, and we like it. We like it. You've got a big, handsome smile on your face, too.
Right.
Brian, good stuff, and it's serious stuff, and we appreciate you
being here. You got it. Go get him, Stuart.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now we split off our back to our own audience, 1-866-408-7669. The other thing that we kind of stumbled into and we talked about 10 minutes ago is the whole state of the Democratic Party and how America's against it. At the end of my interview with Professor Lowry, he said, I'm not against voter ID. Maybe some are. 77% of you are not against having voter ID. There's nothing racist about it. Do you know that if you go on, for example, a New York State application, I'm sure any site application, they say lost license, new license, or just ID. Click a box. You can get on a computer in any library that are all free in this country. Anybody, most people, even homeless people, a lot of people have iPhones. You click on it, you can get a voter ID if you have an address. It doesn't matter. If you don't need a car. Inner city, if you're in the city, a lot of times you don't need a car. So that, along with one of the questions asked on a Fox News poll was, do you believe that Joe Biden is putting forward spending programs to help the country or help his party? And are you too liberal? 46% said too liberal. The rest are in the 20s in those responses. So that is key. I believe that the Democrats are slowly but surely alienating America, and they're doing it in a way that's divorced of politics. For example, when President Bush comes out in 2001 and says, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, and I don't think gay marriage should be happening, and you made a division there, it's a philosophy, it's a cultural thing. But when someone tells you, don't put your kid in school, make sure your kid has a mask, make sure your family can't go to sporting events or go home from sporting events, make sure I own a restaurant and I'm being fined $1,000 a day because my prep cook dropped his or her mask below their chin because they were sweating to death. I didn't mention Republican or Democrat, did I? But I will tell you, everything I described was happening in blue states, not red states. Under governors that let you live your life, not telling you how to live your life, and hit you with restrictions and fines. So there was a chance for both philosophies to work. I would argue that if Republicans had their philosophies work, because they were based on freedom and they were based on liberty. All true. With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco. In that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are. I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with two counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
If you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green, he's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.